Was that ant that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh, one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission:
to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, blast off!
I got a laptop. I make music with my friends. I've got a laptop, baby. I make music with my friends. There it is.
God's name is going on in here. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.
Everybody, you're listening to Mad Science at www.shazizradio.com. If you want to join in on the chat, jump over there to the superchat.html where you have access to not one but four separate chat rooms. So there's plenty of room to go around there. Anyway, if you're over there on the Super Chat room and you want to go over and join the People for People Radio Network, you scroll down, there's a banner ad down there that says People for People Radio. Click on that one and go over and say hi to those folks too. Actually, you could have them both open at the same time. You can see what's going on over there and over here at the same time. So anyway, you're probably wondering why I misspelled coronavirus. Coronavirus. Actually, it's all, I put it all in one doggone word because, you know, with censorship today, the algorithms will try to kick you out and call you fake news and all that kind of stuff. And we're not here to give you any kind of fake news or that kind of jazz. We're just trying to talk about why in the heck everybody's out there. I know it's no laughing matter, but why are people out there beating each other toothless over stupid things like toilet paper? It's ridiculous. You see some things going on there, the store shelves completely empty of toilet paper. And, you know, this is airborne, you breathe it in kind of, you know, virus according to what we've been told. And it's not something that, you know, I guess like your common flu or whatever. Anyway, I ain't no doctor. Don't proclaim to be no doctor. But there's a lot of different things that could be done a lot differently. And it just, we're starting to see a lot of crazy stuff going on. Get out there on YouTube. You're going to see some pretty interesting videos having to do with that. But anyway, to start this off, I just want to play this right here.
They're calling it a pandemic, but it's really more of a panic. The coronavirus panic, and it's going to be one for the history books. The New York Times is flying off the shelves as anxious readers want to get updates on the spread of the virus and its economic impact. President Trump addressed the nation on Wednesday night to explain some of the protective measures the government was taking and some countermeasures to minimize the economic downturn. But as you know, in the eyes of CNN, the Coronavirus News Network, the president can't do anything right.
At one point during this address, the president referred to the coronavirus as a, quote, foreign virus. Now, why the president would go as far as to describe it as a foreign virus, it's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, right, to use that kind of term in this speech, Chris.
Well, look, sometimes we can answer the questions, and the answer is he's doing it to put blame somewhere else.
Well, guys, obviously you didn't learn about the five W's in journalism school. Who, what, where, when, and why. The where part of this story is China, because that's where the virus originated. The president also said that he would ask Congress to authorize $50 billion in low-interest loans to small businesses to help them get through the next few difficult months. Economic genius Joy Reid, that angry weekend MSNBC host, tweeted out sarcastically, "Who knew low-interest business loans were the key to stopping the coronavirus spread?" Well, Joy, thanks for asking. The loans are actually a large part of offsetting the financial downturn from the loss of sales and customers at small businesses so they can keep operating as smoothly as possible and making payroll until the pandemic is over, moron. Over at CNN, Don Lemon is, of course, maintaining his calm and reporting on only the facts.
That's why you're here. You're talking about the president's address.
Can I finish now? No, John.
John, because we're here to talk about the president's... Wait, we're here. I don't want you to... I don't want you...
Yes, that's how a journalist reports on the news in the midst of a national emergency. Things are getting pretty crazy out there. The NBA suspended their season after they were considering continuing just without the fans in the stands, but they decided to put the entire season on hold for what could be a month or two or possibly longer. And the late night talk shows like Jimmy Fallon and Stephen Colbert have suspended production for at least the next few weeks, and it appears they're going to be airing reruns to comply with the recommendations of social distancing.
How is this going to affect Americans?
Well, I think big picture, today was the day that tens of millions of Americans felt the impact of the virus for the first time. Whether it's your favorite NBA team being affected, or whether it's The View not having a studio audience. I think in some ways companies and corporations are leading the way now. They're ahead of the federal government. The president not reassuring the public tonight, labored in his breathing, struggling to get a coherent message out, but corporations are leading the way. In signaling that this is going to be an impact to our lives for the next month or two or three or more.
Perhaps the biggest news this week, however, is that Hollywood celebrity Tom Hanks has the coronavirus. How will my life go on? Celebrities always know what's best, and millions of morons await your expert medical advice, Mr. Hanks. And speaking of celebrity experts, here's rapper Cardi B weighing in on the coronavirus.
I don't know what the f*** this coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that f*** was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden this f*** is a motherfucking sword. And let me tell you something. I ain't gonna front. I'm scared. I'm a little scared. You know what I'm saying? Like, f***, you got me panicking. And a lot of you motherfuckers think it's a joke. Like I was thinking, right? But that f*** right there, just because you think you're immune to it, guess what? Your pocket ain't f***, because a lot of f*** is from motherfucking China, f***. So if you wonder where your motherfucking weave or your fashion over motherfucking packages have arrived, guess what, coronavirus! Coronavirus! I'm telling you, shit is real! Shit is getting real! Woo!
By the way, that's not a parody, it's a real video from her Instagram account to update her fans on the situation. Speaking of low IQ individuals, Fox 13 out of Tennessee went and interviewed a bunch of locals see what precautions they were taking and came across this woman.
Two garbage bags. My shoes and came in loose. Two sacks. Enough sack.
Leaders with the Shelby County Health Department say this is not necessary because it's a very low risk situation for students.
This is what happens when you watch too much CNN. Let this be a warning to you, folks. Supermodel Naomi Campbell isn't doing much better. She just posted this picture on her Instagram showing her at the airport dressed up in what looks to be a hazmat suit. Then once on the plane, she proceeded to take some selfies. Dr. Drew Pinsky has slammed the media, saying that they are creating a panic that is far worse than the coronavirus outbreak. One thing is for sure, however, the liberal media is convinced that socialism will save us.
Well, this is the case for universal health care. This is, I'm
right.
If there's
coronavirus, universal health care would solve a lot of it.
This is an opportunity for us to come to grips with the fact that we absolutely have to transform our health care system.
What do you say to people who are asked to
self-quarantine,
who don't have paid sick leave, and frankly, cannot afford to stay home for those 2 weeks without a paycheck and might be worried about losing their jobs?
I think the government should step in. That would be the most logical choice.
Now is the time for action, to provide direct assistance and emergency relief to every single American through a universal basic payment of $1,000 a month to every American for the duration of this crisis.
Everybody thinks they're a coronavirus expert these days, but there is another pathogen spreading out there that I think is even more concerning. Liberalism. And I encourage you to get a Liberalism Find a Cure shirt from my online store at markdice.com or click the link in the description below to help spread the word. Like all of my designs, it's available in a t-shirt, long sleeve, and a hoodie, and a whole bunch of different colors as well. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check it out.
So, like I said, I'm not trying to, you know, belittle or, you know, make light of a situation out there, but you got the doggone mainstream media out there feeding the frenzy of panic over something that, you know, maybe it's a serious situation, but then again, there's other things to factor in as well, and, you know, so... If you went into a crowded theater and shouted fire, you'd be charged with it. You'd be in jail. But these mainstream media outlets out there, not only you know, are they pushing for censorship so that they can claim that they're the only real news out there, but you also got other alternative medias out there feeding the fire of panic as well. And so, you know, we've been talking about on not just this show, but the Knights of the Roundtable show for quite some time about all the different types of alternative medicines and stuff like that, none of which has ever been taken really serious outside of, you know, the people individually that, you know, do some research and check into it. But a lot of these things, like, you know, they're running out there fighting over hand sanitizers and all that kind of deal. There's all kinds of natural ways to protect yourself from all kinds of different stuff. But either way, I want to keep on going with some of this. Hoping maybe I can get a couple other people on here. Just give me some chance here.
The coronavirus hoax.
Mr. Reagan.
I noticed that a lot of left-wing blue-check Twitter people, I think they're called twits, so I've noticed that a lot of twits have criticized conservatives recently for claiming that the coronavirus is a hoax. Let me be clear. Nobody is claiming that the coronavirus is a hoax. It's a real virus. Nobody is disputing that. The hoax people are citing is the alarmism of the mainstream media. The mainstream media has caused a global panic. Flights from Europe are canceled. I disagree with Trump on this one. People claim that Trump supporters never disagree with Trump. Well, that's not true. Here's an example right here. And many conservatives will disagree with me on this, but I think that this is an overreaction. The NBA postponed their season indefinitely. Disney closed. Broadway closed. Everything is canceled, pretty much. Nobody's flying anywhere. The airline industry is crashing, no pun intended. Oil prices are crashing. The entire stock market is in a nosedive. By the way, throw your money in now if you have something in savings. You're going to make 20% back probably by the end of the year, maybe even in the next few months. But make no mistake, this is a massive overreaction, a hysteria manufactured by CNN and the mainstream media. The coronavirus is not the bubonic plague. It's the flu. It's a flu that we simply don't have a vaccination for. It's a flu that might be a little bit more dangerous for older people than the typical flu, but it's the flu, and it's nothing to get too worked up about. But people are panicking. Now, there are a lot of different statistics floating around Facebook and Twitter, but let's have a look at a few that I think are very critical. Now, this data here is primarily from Business Insider. Ebola, 40% fatality rate. Nipah, 77% fatality rate. SARS, 9.6% fatality rate. MERS, 34% fatality rate. Coronavirus, 3.6% fatality rate. And this is actually wrong. This is just from the confirmed cases. The estimate that I saw was 1% because most cases go unreported. And I think it's actually less than that, way less. Every panic-induced virus in the past 30 years has been deadlier than the coronavirus. But do you remember everything getting shut down in previous years? I don't. Do you remember Obama being blamed for these viruses or called a racist? No. In fact, there was no real panic at all. Why? Because the media didn't tell you to panic. They didn't have a motivation to attack the president at that time. But if the economy crashes and the quality of life in America drops, they think that maybe they've got a shot at winning the presidential election in November. They don't, but that's their plan. And consider this, the H1N1 virus, commonly called the swine flu, had an estimated fatality rate of 11% in 2009, according to this WebMD article. But in 2013, after better information was available, the situation was reassessed, and now they say that the virus had about a 0.02 fatality rate. Who knows what the coronavirus fatality rate actually is? We literally have no way of knowing. You may have the coronavirus right now and not know it because so many people express zero symptoms. Here's another valuable tweet. This one is from Charlie Kirk, and this is a great tweet. Okay, so this is the deaths every single day worldwide. The flu causes 1,027 deaths worldwide every single day. Pneumonia, 2,216 deaths every single day. Tuberculosis, 3,000 deaths every single day. Coronavirus, 56. Coronavirus is causing an average of 56 deaths every single day. So I think that should put this all in perspective. And as I said, current estimates suggest that 1% of people who get this virus die. You'll hear 3.6%, but it's the percent of reported cases, and many cases of coronavirus are going unreported. Now, you may have noticed that I haven't produced a video in about a week. Well, that's because I have been in bed sick. More on that in a moment. First, I have to sell you something. If people become trapped in their homes because of the recent pandemic going around the world, your best friend may be the solar water heater. The solar water heater is an amazing device that allows you to heat and boil water outdoors using simply sunlight. Depending on the conditions, the solar water heater can heat water in as little as 30 minutes, and it'll work anywhere that the sun shines. You can use it to boil water, cook noodles or rice, make coffee, and sterilize the water for drinking. Without any battery or gas, no more reliance on gas stoves, no more heavy and expensive gas canisters, no dangerous flames, just an unlimited source of free energy. No need to go through all the work of gathering dry wood and trying to get a fire started when you have the solar water heater. Imagine boiling water with no flame, no smoke, no noise. All you need is some sunshine. The solar water heater is the perfect tool in times of need. Now listen, there is a limited supply, and this is your very last chance to get 15% off the new 2020 2020 model before they sell out. This is the perfect gift for the outdoorsman. Please visit solarwaterheater.com and get one for yourself or somebody that you care about today. And in fact, I'm actually going to get this for my brother because he... Valeria, were you listening to the ad? So this is a solar water heater. You don't need a fire. You just put it outside. The sun hits it, and it boils water. Like, you can use it for camping, stuff like that. Like, let's say there's an earthquake, and all the water goes off. You can use this for survival. Do you think Nick would love this? She said for sure. Those were her words. Yeah, my brother would love this. In fact, everybody's brother would love this. Everybody's dad would love this. You got to get this. This thing's amazing. Perfect for coronavirus pandemic. Use promo code Reagan15 for 15% off. Remember, that's solarwaterheater.com, and use the promo code Reagan15 for your 15% off. So, as I've said, I have been sick. Did I have coronavirus? I have no idea. To be honest, I think it was just a really bad cold. I didn't have a fever or anything like that. So now, how do I not know if I had corona or not? Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't feel like I should get tested, because people under 55, they're not dying from coronavirus. And why go infect a bunch of old people in the hospital in order to get tested? What's the point of that? My point is just this. If I didn't get tested, how many other people who are really, really sick just aren't going into the hospital, just aren't getting tested? I imagine quite a lot. Again, this virus is not that dangerous. The mainstream media has just hyped it up so much that everybody's gone into a crazy panic. Now, in defense of the mainstream media, this overreaction started in China. We saw some pretty crazy scenes of Chinese people being rounded up by men in biohazard suits. China blew this thing way out of proportion from the very beginning. Of course, then the left-wing media in the United States went completely crazy, and they actually have fallen back on their favorite accusation against conservatives, that somehow this virus is exposing that we conservatives are, yep, you guessed it, racist. Of course, we're racist because of the coronavirus. This accusation has taken two forms. The first is the accusation that calling it the Wuhan virus is racist because nobody ever classified a virus by the geographic region of origin before. No, that's never happened ever in the history of the world ever. No, this is something that we conservatives invented just for this Wuhan coronavirus, because we hate Chinese people so much. I mean, even among actual racists, the Chinese seem to be kind of exempt. For whatever reason, racists seem to make an exemption for Asians. Maybe they got a thing for Asian chicks. I don't know. But even if conservatives were racist against Asians, which is insane, but even if that were true, claiming that calling the coronavirus the Wuhan virus, claiming that that is racist, is completely absurd. In fact, it's so absurd that an organization called the Media Research Center made a brilliant video exposing just how absurd it is.
You're starting to hear the Republicans, especially Trump, calling it the Wuhan or the Chinese coronavirus. They're looking for someone to blame.
The Wuhan coronavirus. At least six people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus. The Wuhan coronavirus.
Tying coronavirus to China and Chinese people isn't just a racist dog whistle. It's a whole racist orchestra.
Foreign virus? Setting up travel bans for the outside invasion of the disease?
The Chinese coronavirus?
Yeah, that's not
the first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
The Chinese coronavirus. Chinese coronavirus.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
And China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus crisis.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus.
It's going to come across to a lot of Americans as smacking of xenophobia, to use that kind of term.
Hilarious. The second approach to the conservatives are racist claim has been the idea that because we're not going to Chinese restaurants as much these days, we must be racist. This is a claim that was made first by AOC and reiterated by Ayanna Pressley.
There's a lot of restaurants that are feeling the pain of racism, where people are literally not patroning Chinese restaurants. They're not patroning Asian restaurants because of just straight up racism around the coronavirus.
You know, since the beginning of the COVID-19 outbreak,
We have seen not only the spreading of the virus, but also a rapid spreading of racism and xenophobia. The highest levels, in fact, of the Republican Party fanning irresponsibly these flames. One colleague tweeted that everything you need to know about the Chinese coronavirus, unquote. This painful rhetoric has consequences. Restaurants across Boston's Chinatown have seen up to an 80% drop in business.
I mean, this just doesn't make any sense at all. Even leftists are like, wait, what? Let me tell you, if some Chinese guy got off the plane from Wuhan this morning and went to shake AOC or Ayanna's hand, those girls would be running and hiding under their congressional office desks. The virus originated in China. Of course, people don't want to be around Chinese people. Is it rational? No, I don't think it is. But is it racist? No, of course it's not, you lunatics. It's what we call self-preservation. If some new form of leprosy originated from blonde people, we'd all be avoiding blonde people. That doesn't make anybody racist, you muppets. But let me just reiterate the primary point I'm trying to get across in this video. The real pandemic is the media alarmism. This was a great opportunity for CNN to convince people that Trump is a bad president, create public panic, crash the economy, and then blame Trump for it. To CNN's credit, they recognize a real opportunity to exploit public fear. It's an incredibly irresponsible and dangerous thing to do, to stoke fear this way, but they have chosen to do it, and it is working. It's impressive, in the same way that it was impressive the way Hitler convinced an entire country that blonde people were superior when he had brown hair. Credit for that joke goes to Joe Mackey. The guy is a genius. If you've never heard his comedy, look him up on YouTube. Joe Mackey, genius. One of the ways that the mainstream media is criticizing Trump is by saying we aren't testing enough, there aren't enough test kits, etc., and that this is all Trump's fault because, you know, Trump actually puts those tests together himself by hand. I don't know if you know that. That's part of the job of the president, make coronavirus test kits by hand. His job. Okay, so here's the problem. The media has panicked everybody into getting tested even if they have no symptoms. I even have a friend who tweeted that this the other day, and this is a famous social media person. You probably have heard of them. They wanted to get tested with no symptoms. The media is making people crazy. Look, if people are getting tested with no symptoms, of course there aren't going to be enough test kits. Statistically speaking, almost nobody under 55 is going to die of coronavirus. But look, if you're old, especially if you are immune compromised and the virus has reached your area, you might want to self-quarantine. Get a family member to shop for you or order from Instacart. Maybe get an emergency rations kit from preparewithmrreagan.com. Now look, I hate that old people die. Generally, I hate it. My grandparents all died several years ago, and it was tragic for my family. These were all very good people, and the thought of anybody's grandparents dying right now because of coronavirus, I mean, I sympathize with everybody out there who's going to have to deal with this or who is dealing with this currently. But this will happen whether it's corona or the common flu or some other ailment. Old people die. It's a crappy part of living this life. But it's also what makes life so precious, the ephemeral nature of it. The fact that we do live about 80 to 100 years drives us to make the most of those years. We push ourselves to make a difference in the world. And time is the real currency that we trade in. It's those who toil through this life, raising good kids and contributing to the development of their families and their communities and their country and to the world. It's these people who find themselves at the end of their lives fulfilled. Now, I'm not saying that we should not do everything that we can to preserve the lives of the grandparents out there who are currently at risk from the coronavirus. I just mean to put the deaths of those that we do lose into some perspective. Old people will, unfortunately, die. You will die. I will die. If we spend our lives worried about this, we won't be able to fully enjoy the time we do have. So tell your parents that you love them. Live your life with integrity. Do your job to the best of your ability, and maybe travel a bit. Maybe wait a month for that last suggestion, though. Now, maybe I'm totally wrong about the severity of the coronavirus. You may 100% disagree with me, and I respect that. I've been wrong about stuff before. A lot of my friends think that I'm wrong about this, but I can only tell you my perspective, and I honestly think that the panic is worse than the virus in this case. The panic has become the pandemic. It's not the virus that has crashed the economy. It's the fear of the virus that has done this. Stop fearing death, people. Don't go be irresponsible, of course, but don't panic either. Go out and live life. And remember, it's not that our liberal friends are ignorant. It's just they know so much. That isn't so. Good night.
The destiny of man is not measured by material computations. With God's help, we can and will resolve the problems which now confront us. And after all, why shouldn't we believe that? We are Americans. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, so just a couple little clips so far. People running around out there basically raiding the doggone stores for toilet paper and hand sanitizers and cleaning supplies and all that kind of stuff because they don't have an understanding of what this actually is. And so with that said, the mainstream media is out there basically using it to try to perpetrate more propaganda and an ideology so that they can try to cram some things through. The doggone Democrats tried to put a bunch of stuff in a coronavirus relief bill that had absolutely nothing to do with subject at hand. And so, basically like that one guy said, they're trying to, don't let a good the tragedy go to waste or whatever. Every time something, comes up, they always use this as a reason to try to push through their agenda. And so, it's just mind-blowing. And I don't even know whether or not this entire deal is even real or not. As far as I'm concerned, there's red flags that make me question whether or not things are really as bad or even remotely close to being bad as the world has been saying. You won't know because we can't get no dang decent information from anywhere. Even the alternative media, basically does the same doggone thing, gets everybody all up in a panic, and that's why these people out there who haven't taken the time to research anything are rushing out to the stores because they think they're going to need, to get bottled water and all that kind of stuff. Well, they're basically just feeding the fire is all they're doing. And as far as the stock market going up and down and all this kind of stuff, it's been doing that for ever and a day. Like I said, if you read the doggone title of this show, because I also posted it on Facebook, I put the coronavirus all in one word so that maybe the doggone algorithm don't pick up the two and block out the message. But when it comes down to it, we'll get the facts eventually. But panic at this point in the game is just—it's not an option. I'm gonna play something here because this kind of does relate. It's a video somebody posted about socialism, but this kind of does relate. And there's something else that I want to talk about that has to do with digital currency that. I feel like we're being suckered into, and it all makes sense before it's all over with.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart, and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary. That the communist blueprint calls also for white retaliation and violence in the black communities. It's a very important objective for the Communist Party. So far, they've only been able to involve a small percentage of our Negro people in this war of national liberation. The great majority want no part of it in any form. But the one sure way to change that is to have white vigilante groups striking into the Negro sections, supposedly to seek revenge. Ladies and gentlemen, the plans and preparations for a communist revolution of force and violence are far advanced. The organization behind these preparations has almost unlimited financial resources, and it provides both training and leadership based upon years of experience in many other countries. Our enemies are deadly serious about their task, and it's nothing short of national suicide for us to continue to ignore their plans and their progress. The strategy of the proletarian revolution calls for the quiet conversion of our government into a communist regime, but under the banner of socialism. Well, what is socialism? All right, let's define it. According to the dictionary, socialism is a political concept based upon the principle of government ownership and control of property, the means of production, and the avenues of commerce. Under socialism, those who run the government, and the communists are confident that in America they eventually will be the ones who do so, those who run the government will know who is to get something and who has to wait, and that represents control over human beings. What has all this to do with the communist revolution in America? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has everything to do with it, because the building of socialism is the communist revolution in America. It represents the process whereby our country can be moved gradually toward communism without the people even being aware of it. No matter what grievance we may have, real or imagined, no matter what national problems we may face, the communists seize upon these as excuses to build socialism. They have one and only one solution for all problems: more government, and then more and more until it's total government. And forgive me for saying it one more time, total government is communism.
Okay, so look, I have no idea what's going on out there in this world. Chaziz Radio has, at the moment, zero listeners. There is zero people in the chat room. There is, over at People for People, probably four people, including myself, in the chat room. Possibly one or two listeners. You know, look, this is crazy. I don't understand what the heck is going on in this world. Outside of, you know, the doggone constant, you know, suppression of information and, you know, just pure ridiculousness. But the crazy thing about all this right here, I'm trying to find something here, and I'm getting really distracting. The crazy thing about all this is that, you know, we got people out there just completely panicking and freaking out over something that nobody even really knows the full extent of. China is over there basically dragging people out of their houses and welding doors shut. And so, what gives here? You know, was this a biological weapon that somebody put out there to start all this kind of stuff? Are we being trapped into this? Think about a digital currency. What better way to get a digital currency on the you know, people is to say, well, you know, you can't touch each other. We can't give each other money. Everybody, you know, there's places where you got to be so many feet away from them. You can't have a lot of crowds and all this kind of stuff. And they're really taking it to the extremes. It's now that there's a national security deal, there's a, you know, what they call a national emergency. Now it gives them a whole lot extra powers that they otherwise would not have had. And so this makes a... Oh, okay, I'm sorry. look. I wrote a letter to President Trump, you know, sent an email. Of course, I'll obviously not get a response. I mean, I never do. You know, years ago, I got a letter from Bill Clinton. I got one from George Bush. And I got a rubber-stamped email back from Obama. And, you know, so I wrote the president, and this is what I said. I said, first thing is, thank you, Mr. President, for amazing job you've been doing. I know you are very busy, but someday I would love to talk with you about real solutions to problems they say we have in the world. There are solutions for everything, but if no one can hear them, things continue as is. I love people, and I love my country. I want to help show the world things that can solve these problems. Many millions of dollars and more have been squandered to solve so-called climate change lie based on bogus science worldwide. If this were a real problem, then there is a real solution, and that is the thing that I would like to speak about. We have everything we need except cooperation. There are so many solutions, too many to name in a letter. I want to help fix things, but feel like I have no voice, as many people like me do as well. So I am reaching out to you in hopes that one day we can talk about it. Science needs to catch up. There are things we can do to not only create more jobs, fix perceived problems, and still maintain national security while profiting as well. My mind is racing with information and ideas as I watch our world go downhill fast. I'm not getting any younger. Anyway, I'm sure you will never get this message, but it is worth a try. With the right team of brilliant minds, we can give the world what they said we needed in very short order. Complaining about things with no action to resolve issues is, to me, why this world is in the state of affairs that we all find ourselves in. I want to take all of what I have learned with others like me, put real solutions on the table. To serve my country is and has been an honor, and I think we can do better, make our world a better place. Anyway, I send my love to you and your family, and all best wishes. If you ever have an hour or two to talk, give me a shout after I get over the shock of hearing from you. I will get straight down to business and tell you everything that I have figured out. Take care. I wrote that letter to the President of the United States. And so, I don't expect to ever get an answer from it. But either way, we've been at this for quite some time, trying to figure out solutions to things that are going on in the world, and we know there are solutions, but man, we're up against it. The doggone mainstream media is so ready just to try to, you know, destroy this country and, you know, put panic out there to everyone and his brother. They don't care about solutions. They care about how to figure out a way in order to, take whatever isn't theirs and give it to somebody else. You know, it's just nuts. Let me play this right here.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Back in January, we first reported on this show about what we described then as a serious viral outbreak that appeared to be rising from a city called Wuhan in eastern China. At the time, the outbreak sounded ominous and potentially important, but still very far away. Today, less than 2 months later, the Chinese coronavirus is officially a national emergency here in the United States. The president announced that this afternoon at a press conference in the Rose Garden.
To unleash the full power of the federal government in this effort today, I am officially declaring a national emergency.
President, on to explain measures designed to both check the spread of the virus and to help the country recover and certainly weather the economic disruption it's causing. The president's state of emergency declaration frees up $50 billion to battle the pandemic. Regulations governing the length of hospital stays will be waived. Most visits to nursing homes will be suspended. The president also announced a total freeze on interest payments on the nation's $1.5 trillion in federal student loans. No more payments for a while. He said the government will purchase billions of barrels of oil for the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're going to fill it to the top, he said. Then, in response to inadequate testing across the country, something that's gotten quite a bit of attention, he announced a new initiative to open drive-through testing facilities.
The goal is for individuals to be able to drive up and be swabbed without having to leave your car?
We'll have more on the problems with testing for the virus in just a minute. The president's announcement today seemed to calm markets a bit after dropping 10 points yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by more than 9%, with most of the gains coming after the president spoke. Still, across America, regular life is all but suspended right now, as you know well. Sporting events, concerts, and plays are being canceled, so are religious ceremonies. The Mormon Church stopped all services worldwide. At this moment, there are about 2,200 confirmed coronavirus cases in the United States. There have been 48 deaths. Those are not huge numbers in a country of 320 million, but there is reason tonight to believe this could be the beginning of something bigger. In Italy, another 250 people died just today. It was the worst day yet. In Spain, dozens are dying every day. Countries are starting to take dramatic measures in response to this. Many are remembering the value of having borders after having forgotten for quite a while. Denmark, Poland, and the Czech Republic have all closed themselves off from outsiders, and they're not likely to be the last countries to do that. In Iran, which could be the country hit hardest of all globally, the military has been called out to clear the streets.
All right, so that's just a little more example of all the craziness that... This is getting beyond ridiculous, folks. It's probably going to reach the level of ludicrous before it's all said and done. There's so many different things that the mainstream media basically just went into the theater and shouted fire. And so you got all these people rushing the stores and all this. We've seen this kind of stuff before. They've done it before. Every time there's something like the Y2K or, the swine flu or AKA pig flu or whatever, Zika virus, all this kind of stuff, they ramp it up and they try to get, their agendas shoved through, throwing things in bills that have absolutely nothing to do with any pandemic or virus or anything like that. That they just try to take advantage of the situation to either steal more rights from people or gain more power for the government. That's what they've been doing. Sorry, I had to take a drink of my coffee. Now, I didn't even want to do a show today about doggone coronavirus. I mean, because there's so many people out there talking about it right now. It's just pure ridiculous. It's been blown so way out of proportion, it's not even funny. But even to that extent, even if it was, something to seriously be concerned about, which I'm not trying to make little of, if people are dying from it, that's a bad thing. More people been dying from the flu according to the numbers. And essentially the coronavirus is a version of the flu. It's just one we don't supposedly have a vaccine for. We don't even know if it wasn't just a bioweapon in order, we're in this big trade war with China because China's making a lot of money basically selling a bunch of, products to the United States and the world as far as that goes. But companies have been running to China to get cheap stuff forever and a day. And so now that they have all this power over there, now that they have a strong economy and all that kind of stuff, which after all this, their economy is probably going to be in trouble because it's probably not going to be a lot of people buying from China for fear that they might get this virus or whatever. So I feel like we're actually being set up. I feel like this is all a scam from start to finish, and that the alternative media is guilty of it, putting panic out there. I feel like the mainstream media is 150,000% beyond a shadow of a doubt guilty of spreading panic. I don't feel like we're getting the full truth about anything. And it's having real world consequences. You're going to have, military out there in doggone streets trying to supposedly keep peace and all that kind of stuff. Possibility of digital currencies going on. It's almost as if these people are literally doing this on purpose to shake the foundations of the stock market or the economy and to deplete as many rights as possible as they can. You got people that can't even go visit their family. Yolande said she was on the way somewhere to visit family and got turned back around. You know, they got people over there. Australia, they make toilet paper in Australia and they can't keep it on the shelves. What the heck is going on? What's this toilet paper thing all about? You know, toilet paper, paper towels, hand cleaners, cleaning supplies. So I bet if you go look at those stocks in the stock market, I bet those stocks are skyrocketing. As well as if you go out and look at Halliburton, Boeing, or all the different military deals like Raytheon and all them different military suppliers, I bet you're going to see a whole lot of spikes in their stock. You know, I don't think the entire stock market is making a drop. I think that people are making a lot of money right now using fear tactics in order to get it done. That's what I believe is going on. And they might even try to be, they might even actually be trying to gear up with an actual war. You know, it's just, you got all these high-tech military equipment. They're only just as good as whether or not you got a war to use them with, you know. So hey, we've seen this before. There was a doggone documentary about Bikini Beach that they blew these doggone nuclear bombs, atomic bombs, off outside the deal, and they basically tested the radiation on the people. Didn't tell nobody. Then he turned around and told everybody that it was safe to go back after a certain period of time. And, you know, it apparently wasn't as safe as they said it was. It's hard to get a grip on anything anymore. These people out there, I swear, between the governments, between the doggone mainstream media, between all these corrupted officials, supposed representatives around the world, it's hard to get a grip on the doggone truth. That's blatantly obvious. The Democrats are taking advantage of everything under the sun in order to try to get some things through under the guise of, you know, public safety and all this kind of stuff. But we've been talking about alternative energy here forever and day. And you'd think that if the world with the climate change issue was a really deal, and they're actually talking about changing the name of that again, hard to tell what they're going to change it to this time, because it started off as global warming, but once you started shoveling 20 inches of snow, it wasn't obviously easy to call it warming if you're having to shovel snow. It was all based on bogus science. Educated idiots are sitting there basically being apologists for the system. Even though it's bogus science, you've got supposedly really smart and educated people, trying to say it's real. It's not. It's just flat out not. It's a lie. I paid attention in science class. These people out there are spreading lies and propaganda and fear in order to get some further agenda furthered. Look, if oxygen can't defy the laws of physics, and CO2 can't defy the laws of physics either, or carbon monoxide, whichever one, it don't matter. We've been over this ad nauseum. I've reached out to talk to senators and congressmen, energy, industries, and everybody and his brother out there. And I'm trying to say, well, okay, look, you guys say that there's this problem. Well, here's the solution. When are we going to get to working on it? They put thousands, if not millions, of dollars towards alternative energy research, but where did it all go? You know? And they give millions of dollars to the United Nations Climate Change Fund. Millions, if not billions of dollars. They waste more doggone money on elections than they do on solutions. You think about how many millions of dollars that each one of these candidates raise and spend on TV advertisements to sit around and lie and propagandize you, when in reality, if they took a fraction of that money, Imagine what I could do with research if I had a fraction of that money that I could actually hire, you know, people with talents in order to build things and get things done. You don't sit there and say that you have a problem and then not do nothing about it. So it's all a scam. Every last bit of it's a doggone scam. These people out there are saying that we're having this climate change problem. So now you done cried wolf a half a million or more trillion times, and now we're got this coronavirus thing out there, which has the potential of taking away a whole lot of freedom, putting martial law in there. Some people are trying to use it for gun bans and all this kind of jazz. And what? We don't even know. How can we know when the doggone mainstream media and even the alternative media are complicit in lying and fear-mongering everybody and his brother? It's frustrating. We got solutions available. We got all kinds of solutions available. Where are the people, the financiers of the world, when you come down and you sit there and you talk about how there's a problem? And you're wasting money, millions, if not billions of dollars are wasted regularly on doggone just something stupid like an election. And you got the average Joe out there fist fighting in the doggone stores over toilet paper. When the world's ready for free energy, I'm ready to give it to them. But I don't think the world's ready. When the world's ready for clean, renewable, alternative, green energies, what they keep on putting all the terminology out there, I'm ready to help. But, by God, you got to sit back and think. As long as we've been talking about this, how many people have actually stepped up to the plate? I'm talking about government officials. How many people has even got a chance to hear that we got solutions? Between Google suppression and YouTube suppression and Facebook suppression and Twitter suppression and all the other trolls and the craziness. Now we got this supposedly world pandemic going on. Ain't no pandemic. If there is a pandemic, it hasn't got anything to do with no corona virus. It's got to do with the stupidity, liberalism, socialism. Communism. This is getting beyond ridiculous. You know, it's okay. It's no laughing matter when people die. I get that. But man, you got people with really large platforms that are feeding the fire, and nobody's putting it out. Nobody's putting the fire out. That's why I'm doing this show today. Trying to put the fire out. Trying to talk some common sense. There's all kinds of medicines. All kinds of alternative medicines. People don't realize that most of the penicillin and antibiotics are made in China. That's because all these companies over here and over there around the world want cheap wages. They don't care who gets stepped on. They don't care that these people ain't got rights. So now China's making a lot of money, China's getting powerful, and everybody's worried about China becoming a superpower. So maybe this was, to put the tinfoil hat on, maybe this was the conspiracy that where they actually released a doggone biological agent over there in order to start off this kind of thing. We knew they were getting ready to set us up for something, we just didn't know because there were so many different directions that they could have gone, what they were going to do. But hey, you want to get a one world currency? This is the way to do it. You make everybody afraid that they're going to get sick. And, hey, that's it. So, I'm going to play this right here.
Hi everyone, Lisa Haven here, and I've got massive updates for you in regards to the coronavirus. Now for starters, I'm going to show you guys an article that I put out back in November 2019. Before the information on the coronavirus even went viral, I explained and showed a report how the super rich were leaving in mass and asked the question, did they know something we don't? And in fact, it turns out they did, because the coronavirus started breaking out shortly thereafter. Not only that, but even now, many of the ultra-rich are leaving the country. And not only that, but the other question that I have to ask is, are the Democrats attempting to make this thing spread a little more, at least the Democratic leaders, because they're trying to reverse Trump's decision to halt travel to Europe. So let's just dive a little bit into some of this so you can see what I'm talking about. For starters, here we are on news.yahoo.com. Trump suspends travel from Europe for 30 days as coronavirus cases continue to grow. Now, obviously, President Trump did this as a result of what's going on in Italy right now, where we have patches of this thing spreading. And he did this in order to attempt to slow down the virus here in the U.S. Well, the Democrats are not too happy about that. In fact, they want to reverse President Trump's decision. Take a look at this article here on Infowars.com. Democrats want to reverse Trump's travel ban despite coronavirus spread. Legislation would allow carriers to arrive in the United States unimpeded. The article goes on, House Democrats have introduced legislation that would undo Trump's travel ban from coronavirus-stricken areas, despite the fact that the director of National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease has said that the impact of the crisis would be much worse had the travel bans on China and Iran not been in place. Democrats want to strip the president of the authority to implement the bans, introducing a bill titled No Ban Act, which would allow travelers from Wuhan and other infected areas to keep arriving in the United States unimpeded. The bill imposes limitation on the president's authority to suspend or restrict aliens from entering the U.S. and terminate certain presidential actions implementing such restrictions. I mean, really. The legislation vaguely says that Trump should only be able to issue a restriction when required to address a compelling government interest. The bill further declares that before any travel ban is imposed, the president would be mandated to consult with Congress. Democrat presidential contender Bernie Sanders also said this week that he would not impose any travel bans during the coronavirus crisis. Wow. Imagine him, let's go consult with Congress, which takes a long time to approve or deny anything. But so they've got this new bill, and here's the actual new bill that has been introduced that basically limits the power of the President of the United States and his ability to stop travel in order to save our country from spread of coronavirus. I mean, it's almost as if Democratic leaders want depopulation. It's almost as if Democratic leaders in our country are wanting this virus to spread. I mean, to put out any legislation that strictly says the president can't make presidential decisions is absurd and outrageous. A no-ban act, which means they basically want to supersede the president in his decisions, regardless of the fact that the president has and is privy to more information than Congress members. I don't know about you, but this sounds a whole hell of a lot like the depopulation agenda. This sounds a whole hell of a lot like the Democrats wanting this thing to spread around to make President Trump look bad. It's almost as if they're out to get the president. Indeed they are. They have been. Russia, Ukraine, and the list can go on. This thing is ignited and being emboldened at the expense of the American people, at the lives of the American people. Our Democratic leaders don't care, obviously, about the American people. They want it to spread in order to get President Trump less liked and votes off the president in the 2020 election. Can we get the hell off the election and start worrying about the actual citizens here in the U.S.? And excuse me, but I'm...
Let me pause this for a second. So this is an alternative media that you're listening to right here. And, you know, once again, words have power, and, you know, you're going to get everybody all riled up on one side or the other. This whole entire thing, this is a sham. I'm telling you, this is a flat-out sham. These people don't care about the Chinese. They don't care about the whether they're making money or not. These companies out there, they want to make their own doggone money. But now that this thing's going on in China, that's affecting the stock market because the Chinese are so embedded in worldwide economy everywhere, and everybody wants to take money from them. You know, they want to take loans and all that kind of stuff. Well, the system basically is imploding in on itself. And what better way to, maneuver things around so that you still come out on the top with lots of extra power, other than to make this doggone coronavirus, or now they call it COVID-19. That sounds more ominous, COVID-19. All right? And so you got different businesses that are shutting down. You got companies. I actually got an email from one of my banking institutions that talked about the coronavirus and how they were taking it seriously, and give you a chance to do your online banking instead of actually going there and that kind of stuff like that. And so I'm thinking, hey, this is where it all starts right here. Now, I'm not the only one from not just my bank, but other people have said that their banks have sent them same messages and kind of stuff like that. If you look into all the different things like the National Defense Authorization Act and the Patriot Act and emergency powers and all that, then, we've talked about on the Knights of the Round Table show about, martial law, and there are different places around. Now that the president has declared a national emergency, they're going to try to take advantage of this situation, and in which case, they're probably more than likely to spark off a doggone civil war. So this is getting serious, and it's based on a bunch of ridiculousness, but it has to do with, basically people running in the doggone, crowded theater and shouting fire. Anon7991 said, Prime Minister of Canada's wife reported to have the virus. Everybody's reported to have the virus. Look, man, I ain't trying to be funny about this stuff, because this ain't no doggone laughing matter. I'm trying to bring some dang common sense to the table. The things that are going on out here is just getting beyond ridiculous. And, it's not just in the United States, it's worldwide. It's going on all over the place. So, this is just, like I said, I wrote a letter to the President of the United States. I've wrote a letter to 4 presidents of the United States. I got a response from 2 of them. More than likely, just a rubber stamped deal. But we've been talking about solutions around here for so long, and nobody's ever listened. Anon said 2,200 cases here and 49 dead in America. Well, if you actually do the numbers, go out there and do the numbers of everything else, including the common flu, the common cold, slipping on soap in your bathtub, you might be surprised at the numbers of deaths here around the world. Not trying to make light of anything. But when people go into panic mode, you see what's going on here, you need to pay attention to what's really happening. There's something bigger than, what we're seeing. Something much bigger. And these folks, out there, they're making money. They're making money hand over fist. People out there stockpiling toilet paper, they're going to feel kind of ridiculous whenever it comes down to it didn't turn out to be as bad as everybody thought. And now they're out there trying to sell off some toilet paper because they got a lifetime supply of it because they went to panic mode. It don't make no difference. Talking common sense don't make no difference. I'm going to let you finish listening to this lady here.
I mean that wholeheartedly, and here the Democrats are, focusing on what they want versus what the people need. And I think President Trump is doing the right moves with this. We need to make bans and try to get this thing under control, and I believe that's what the president is attempting to do. Now, that's not all. Here's a report that came out on DailyMail.com that I wanted to just kind of bring up as well. Trump's coronavirus doctor, Anthony Fauci, says the virus is 10 times more lethal than the seasonal flu, and millions of Americans will be infected in the outbreak that will only get worse. That's Trump's main man, if you will, who is taking the lead on that. Him, Mike Pence. saying millions infected and 10 times more lethal than the flu. But don't worry, the Democrats want to reverse Trump's travel ban, right?
Pause that. All right, so the actual numbers show that it's like only 1% mortality rate on the doggone this particular virus. So fewer people have actually died from this particular virus than the just the basic flu. There's all different types of flus out there, folks. But between the alternative media fear-mongering, between the mainstream media fear-mongering, how are you supposed to get any kind of real truth out of all this stuff? That's what I'm trying to say here. How are you supposed to get any real truth? And then when you got the average Joe out there quoting numbers from different people as if it was the gospel, I don't trust anything that comes out of the mainstream media. I definitely don't trust anything that comes out of Congress or the Senate, or from any companies or corporations out there, because they have lost my trust with all the lies and the propaganda and the fear mongering. And the average Joe out there running to the store beating each other toothless over toilet paper and soap and crazy stuff. This was going on. This isn't just something just started today. Go back and look at the dates, the things that were going on in Australia. Australia, they make toilet paper in Australia. China's not the only one making toilet paper. You know, Australia makes toilet paper. And if Australia and China can't keep toilet paper on the shelves, then something screwy. But either way, a lot of unnecessary fear-mongering was going on there. Yeah, sure, you take any flu, you take any cold, you take any disease seriously. I get that. But the average Joe is out there talking to their neighbors and they're getting everybody all panic-stricken, dramatizing things and blowing it so far out of proportion that everybody and his brother is in panic mode. This same exact tactic was used on the people during the year 2000, the Y2K bug. When the computers roll over to 2000, they're not going to know what to do with 00. You know, I've been messing around with computers for a long time. I knew that it wasn't going to be a problem. I knew that if any problems did exist, it were going to be older computers that weren't, you know, updated. But by the time the year 2000, they had already built patches. They didn't want these computers crashing. I mean, think about it. Why would you want the computers crashing if you're trying to do business and you're trying to use the internet for your doggone marketing and your scams and all your different, spying on the people? They knew it wasn't the deal. But they used that trash in order to get you, the average Joe, to make a run on the stores, to make a run on the banks, to make a run on the doggone fuel stations. And you fell for it. They made out like a doggone bandit. It's year 2000. Think about that. We're here in the year 2020. That was 20 years ago. And now you're seeing a repeat of it, which you've seen multiple repeats in there. Even 9/11 was the same doggone scenario. Everybody rushing out thinking they weren't going to get something. So, Anon7991 said Tom Hanks and his wife has it on lockdown in I can't even pronounce that. Does it matter? Am I? I've been talking about the... Listen to some more of this.
With that note, the ultra-rich are leaving the country. In fact, they've been leaving the country, well, at least since November. Here's that report that I told you about in the beginning. I put this out, and I want you to notice the date, November 14th, 2019. Ultra-rich people are spooked. What do they know that we don't, and why are they doing this? This, as in making bunkers and exiting the country. You can see here, the mega rich people of the world know it, and many have begun preparations to bug out in the event of catastrophe. They have sought survival gear, farmland, deluxe underground bunkers to prepare themselves. They too know something is on the horizon, but that's not all they're preparing for. And they were preparing for an economic crisis, they were preparing for pandemics, and lo and behold, they were leaving back in November. So, do the ultra-rich know something that we know? Absolutely they do. And they did. And this is proof in a report that I put out like a month before the coronavirus started getting huge and big and breaking out to the level that it is. They were exiting then. And you know what? Many are still exiting now and putting themselves in isolation. Here we are. Self-isolation is the last resort for the super rich preparing for coronavirus. This is on WION News. Here's other ones. They're actually super rich, jet off to disaster bunkers amid the coronavirus outbreak. And this is on The Guardian. And all these are recent articles. This is March here, right here, 2020. And here we are, dailymail.co.uk, private jets, disaster bunkers, and hiring personal doctors. How the super rich are splashing the cash to prepare for the coronavirus. And here's another, the super wealthy are turning to private jets to flee the virus. All these are ways that just show that they're getting the hell out of Dodge while this thing is spreading around. Now, one last article I want to show you is this one on Big League Politics, because for the rest of us that don't have uber-rich money, such as myself, I'm stuck here as well, but we have BigLeaguePolitics.com. New York City government threatens to jail anyone who spreads unapproved info on the coronavirus. So for the rest of us, we're told what we can and cannot say about the coronavirus. And over in Newark, they're threatening to send people to jail if you don't talk about what they want you to talk about in regards to the coronavirus. Now, I know this is one of many reasons I created RestrictedRepublic.com, because it is there that I could share the truth of what's really going on, not only with the coronavirus, but agendas all across the world. And I've got a critical report on there that I wish I could put here, but I can't, because of things like this. What's going on with the Big League Politics? New York City government threatens to jail people over talking about unapproved information, which means you only go along with the state narrative or you go to jail. That's here in the United States of America. And then people wonder why we create RestrictedRepublic.com and have to go through a paywall and other things. It's because of this. It's because of the backlash that we get on YouTube just for talking about the coronavirus. I'm risking a lot by putting this one up here. So go to RestrictedRepublic.com, sign up, use the code DOLLAR, get it for $1 for the first month, or D-O-L-L-A-R, you got to spell that word out, or an even better deal is you can get an entire year at $69 using the code SAVE and the number 10, and that'll save you $10 off the entire program, and it comes out to less than $6 a month. But Restricted Republic, I started that because of things like this. And that's what a lot of people are having to go to in order to share the truth of what's really going on. But this is a scary place of where we are living in our day and age, that they can jail people. We're not talking about communist China. We're talking about the United States of America. And because they don't like what we say, this is what they threaten to do. And I think we need to bring attention to this stuff as well, so people are aware of what's truly going on. Anyhow, thanks again for tuning in, and please don't forget to check out my partner at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Right now, I want to encourage you guys to subscribe to his YouTube channel. I'm going to leave a link below. And if you subscribe right now, everyone who subscribes gets put into a lottery.
All right, so look, even at the end of the doggone alternative media right there, you get the doggone go buy your gold thing. This has been going on for so doggone long. You don't even know whether or not half of these people out there are real people, or half of them's doggone government agents trying to out there propagandize to move you in one direction or another. And so everybody's in panic mode. This is beyond. This is beyond ridiculous. Okay, Anon8201 says, Mayor of Miami has it after meeting with Trump and one of the leaders of Brazil that had it major now on quarantine. So, you know, the leaders are getting it now, according to what we're being told. This is just ridiculous. This is getting beyond ridiculous. You know, everybody, you know, look, I get it. Somebody's getting sick. There's no reason to go into complete and utter panic mode. If people start dropping in the streets every 5 seconds, yeah, that's it. Well, we're already screwed anyway if that's the case, because most of the doggone medicines that are here in the United States come from either China or some foreign land. So it's only a matter of time for somebody gets mad or whatever. Of course, they're going to save their people first. So why would, you know, that's why everybody in doggone U.S. is running around buying up all the flu medicine and cold medicines they can get their hand on. And it's being ridiculous. I'm telling you, folks, you're being scammed. You're being flat out scammed. A year from now, we'll look back at this doggone video or this podcast right here, and we'll play the doggone same thing again. And I'll say, I told you so. You're being scammed. You're being tricked into a doggone digital currency. You're being tricked into giving up your freedoms. You're being tricked into, you know, basically falling for the agenda. This is the scam. This is their last move. This is the move that they're in the process of making the move. They're failing at a lot of turns, but they're winning at even other turns, because you got the average Joe out there running around beating each other toothless over stupid toilet paper. And it ain't gonna stop. You know, and these folks out there who keep on saying there's all these doggone doomsday things going on there ain't helping the situation. If there's a problem out there and we're not using the knowledge that we've got to resolve it, then you have to ask the question, you have to question their motives. Literally. How long they've been hollering about climate change? You got two different sides of the climate change deal. Alright, climate change, global warming, climate disruption, and they're actually talking about changing the name yet again. But you got two different sides of this, playing both sides against each other. In the meantime, making money hand over fist with everything from carbon taxes to medicines or whatever, you know. You think about how many millions of dollars they waste on TV advertisements trying to convince you. They're even propagandizing your children in school, telling them lies based on bogus science. And you get supposedly smart people that come in there and they'll sit there and they're more or less like apologists for the system. Yeah, CO2's a greenhouse gas. CO2 is not a greenhouse gas. I don't care if you got a scientist out there telling you that CO2's a greenhouse gas, they're flat out lying to you. The only greenhouse that they use CO2 is in the actual greenhouse to help the plants grow. But you get these people out there that don't really understand what they're saying. They're just repeating the propaganda. Water vapor is the biggest greenhouse gas. On one hand, you want to sit there and try to say that CO2 is trapping in heat. Well, if it has the potential to trap it in one way, one would have to assume that it also has the capability to block it out. It should be getting colder. Man. It gives me a doggone headache, man. These people, I swear, gives me a doggone headache. And every time I hear somebody who's supposedly a smart individual, and they get mad, too. They get angry. Oh, you listen to your point of view. You ain't listen to mine. It's because whenever you're telling a freaking lie to my face, you're telling me a bold-faced lie that you might believe is true, but it's a lie. It has no basis in real science. It has no basis in reality. And yet you're going to sit there and you're going to make me sit through and listen. I'm going to lose IQ points sitting here listening to the crud that you're spewing out of your mouth of science is based on a bogus lie. I've heard these doggone alternative medias come out there and bash Trump this, Trump that, Trump's a racist, Trump, Trump, Trump. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Trump. If you people can't get your act together, you deserve exactly what you got coming to you. I'm telling you. That's what you're buying the lie. You're buying the propaganda. You're buying the brainwashing. Go back and listen to doggone things that were said years ago, matching to what we're saying today. We're saying the same dang thing today that we've said there. There are solutions. There are solutions. There are solutions. Well, where in the hell are the people out there that are acting on those solutions? I wrote a letter to not one but four presidents of these United States and telling them we got solutions. Every time there was a problem, I send the solutions out there. During the BP oil spill, during the Fukushima event, during every different tragedy out there that was going on, I'm being proactive behind the scenes and I'm writing letters and emails and I'm sending information out to everybody. I got not one doggone response from any of them. They spend millions and millions and millions, if not billions and trillions of dollars on pure ridiculousness, and they got the average Joe backing them to the hilt. The average Joe will come together and give thousands, if not millions, billions, and trillions to these stupid candidates that keep on getting into office, that keep on telling you the orange man's bad, Trump this, Trump that, and all these different things. They did the same thing during Obama. They did the same thing during Clinton. They did the same doggone thing during Bush. It's not the man in the White House. It's not the man in the Congress and the Senate. It's not the man at the parliaments. It's you. You keep on supporting the same beast that's chewing on the back of your neck, breathing down your family's back. You're buying into the lie of the mainstream media, the alternative media. You can't get no decent information, and every time somebody tries to put the truth out, everybody goes crazy. Look, free energy's real. I will stand to that till the day I die. I may even very well take to the grave some secrets that I have discovered throughout the entirety of my research because of the simple fact that ain't nobody listening. Nobody's listening. It's ridiculous. Google puts their suppression on us. YouTube puts their suppression on us. Microsoft puts their suppression on us. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all these different social media platforms, and every single person out there constantly supports these platforms but rejects what we're trying to do here. We're sitting here trying to put real ideas, real solutions on the table. Stephen Gibbons in the chat room. You go up there, scroll up there in the Super Chat room. He put a doggone deal, Stephen's resource page. There's a button to that. He put link after link after link after link to all different alternative energy ideas and researchers. How many people seen that? How many people in this world actually even knows that that page exists? We're sitting here trying to do something to make our world a better place, and what we got going on out there in the world is pure and utter ridiculous on a ludicrous scale. So people out there beating each other toothless over toilet paper, and when you tell them that there's a solution, there's alternative medicines, there's alternative energy solutions, there's alternatives to everything other than going to war and fighting with each other and beating each other up and causing the economies to crash worldwide, spreading fear and propaganda. Everybody's falling for the same damn lie. And that's a fact. They're falling for the same lie. when it wasn't the coronavirus, it was the swine flu, the pig flu, it was the avian bird flu, it was this, it was that, the Zika virus, the mosquitoes were going to get you. Everything's out to get you. There's a terrorist behind every damn bush, and I'm sorry, I'm just pissed off. This has gone on too far. When the average Joe decides that they want to get their act together and actually go get a doggone education as opposed to going to these liberal colleges that produce a whole bunch of socialists and communists and a bunch of liberal marshmallows. They're out there in the streets and they've got their signs and they're protesting everybody and his brother for everything under the sun. They ain't got no problem chopping a baby out of a woman. They ain't got no problem with abortion. They ain't got no problem with the literal genocide. They say that they're for rights of the people. And they say that they're against fascism. And they're out there using fascist techniques to try to get their way about things. I don't care if you're gay. I don't care if you're a man wants to dress like a woman. I don't care. That's your business. But you don't got to force that lifestyle on me. You don't got to force your lies and your propaganda. You don't got to sit there and claim that just because of the color of my skin, I'm a racist. I'm sick and tired of being called a racist. I'm sick and tired of being called an idiot. I'm sick and tired of the name-calling, period. I'm sick and tired of the labeling. I'm sick and tired of the government getting by with crimes that you and I would be under the prison for. I'm sick and tired of the just flat-out stupidity. We are living in the movie Idiocracy. Quite literally, living in the movie Idiocracy. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you go watch it. This just doesn't stop. And there are solutions available. People are tired of paying electric bills. I'm trying desperately to get people together and show them how to, at the very least, reduce them bills to the point where that it's almost like not having a bill. Did you know that even if you're on complete solar, complete wind, complete alternative energy, as long as you're connected to the grid, you still have to pay the power company something for your service? Did you know that? There's ways that you can get the power company to actually pay you. But we can't even get to that. We can't even get more than freaking six people in a chat room. We got five over at People for People. We got six over at ShazizRadio.com according to the doggone numbers because the other system got whacked out of the deal. I lost my auto DJ. We got three listeners on Shaziz Radio right now. Probably two or three on People for People. So essentially I'm pretty much preaching to the choir. So what's the point? It's just, it don't stop. The government's lying. Send this doggone podcast past that brick wall. Get it out there and let some people hear the truth for once. If you want to solve these problems that we got in this doggone world, we got to find a way to get this digital message out past that wall that they've put up in front of us. You show me how to do that. The President of the United States, who everybody sits there and tries to claim is a racist and hateful and all this kind of stuff, has got a platform and he can talk to the world with one Twitter. He can affect all kinds of news media. And yet we can't get past this brick wall. YouTube suppressing information. Google suppressing information. This is where we're losing the fight. The alternative media is out there prostituting themselves, trying to sell products for survival because they can't even earn a doggone living with a platform that promised to be a partnership in. Even the Google ads on these sites right here. I tell you right now, in the last 3 months or 4 months, this website with the little tiny little ads that it's got on there made a grand total. Let me just put it right up there. Let me put it right up there. It's loading right now. I'll give you the doggone numbers. I'll show you how profitable this is. How profitable it is to try to bring people together. In the last, last 3 months, this website has generated a massive $8.72. And keep in mind, that is YouTube and Google AdSense at the same exact time. A page views 1,550 page views on the deal. So anyway, can you move your mic there for a second, Ted?
Yeah.
So anyway, we've had 36 clicks on there. I'm feeding back really bad there. I'm feeding back on you there. You got your radio player going?
No.
So this website, 36 clicks and, 1,055 page views in 7 days or whatever. Ted, I'm going to have to turn something down here because this is like really seriously, try that right there.
I can try calling you back.
See if you can turn your volume down or something, because I got a really bad feedback.
Let me restart my app. I'll be right back.
All right. So anyway, I ain't into this doggone deal to make money anyway, folks. What I'm in to do is try to help make the world a better place. But it's becoming nearly impossible to get anything done. These folks out here basically using this situation to try to, make money hand over fist. And the only reason why these stupid ads are even on here is basically trying to put a few pennies in the bucket to do research and stuff like that. Everybody wants to get clean, renewable, alternative, green energies and stuff. And the governments are out there wasting money hand over fist with money that they're just basically feeding to climate change fund. They continuously say there's a problem. You put any kind of solution on the table and it's ignored. Flat out ignored. So, no, I'm not getting rich on Google AdSense. I'm definitely not getting rich on YouTube. I'm definitely in the hole financially as far as maintaining this website. But if there ain't nobody else after trying to tell the doggone truth and bring common sense to the table, what do you got? I'm going to play one more thing real quick.
Hey guys, as always, thanks for stopping by. Where do your constitutionally protected civil liberties come to an end and gun confiscation begins? Well, let's talk about that. Hey, if at any point today that you stand with me, I'd really appreciate a big thumbs up. It sends a huge message to YouTube, so thanks. I've been gone all week long. I was in Missouri hanging out.
Is it a little better?
Hold on a second.
Over on Instagram, you can check it out there. And in my travels, I was in not one, but two international airports. Fantastic. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. How does the coronavirus affect you and your ability to exercise your constitutional freedoms? And at the end, I'm going to bring this all back to, yep, you guessed it, your ability to protect yourself and your family. Now, I don't want to pretend that the COVID-19 is the only thing going on this week. It's not. A D.C. guy was killed this week because of a red flag law. There's also some good news coming out of Pennsylvania. And Maryland is in a fight right now. Connecticut is also in a fight. And Joe Biden took a break from sniffing children to cuss at a citizen and threaten to take away his AR-14. It was a crazy week. I do want you to check out the Pennsylvania good news. I'll put a link to that one right down below. But of course, the main topic of conversation is the coronavirus. As the nation has spiraled into mass hysteria over toilet paper, governments are taking action and making decisions. Stuff is happening at the city, county, state, and federal level. Now, all this week, quarantines have been enacted. Mandatory rules of who can assemble where and when. Bans on gatherings, bans on travel, quarantine notices, mandatory isolation, and massive public closures. San Francisco is limiting the number of people who are allowed to gather in one place. Washington State is doing the same. They're setting a cap on how many free citizens can gather. I know that some of you already thought, that you've already thought to yourself, hey, I don't give a rat's patootie about what those nuts on the left coast do. Well, it's happening in the flyover states as well. While I was writing this script, I was going to highlight some quarantine mandates in Kentucky and Virginia, a few other places. But the more I researched, it spun out of control. Stuff is happening in all 50 states. It's here and it's real. One of the great triumphs of our Constitution is the guaranteed right, guaranteed, the right to peaceful assembly. Freedom to assemble is a human right, a political right, and a civil liberty. It's a big deal. It's so important that it's our First Amendment right. It's why they wrote it down first. And yet, as of now, as of today, the right to peaceful assembly has literally been taken away from citizens. And we all sit back in silence, gathering toilet paper and watching the news. I'm guilty too.
All right, I'll pause that. So, can you hear me there, Ted?
Yeah, loud and clear.
All right, well, I had to turn the Skype down a little bit because something was going on. I was getting some serious feedback. So, folks, look, I get a little rowdy because of this whole deal. It's beyond ridiculousness that we're having to even have a conversation about the majority of all this kind of stuff. People are out there getting in panic mode. They're fist fighting over toilet paper and doing stupid stuff. You got governments running amok out there. The dang Democrats are out there trying to shove things into bills that are then in turn going to be law that have absolutely nothing to do with this scam that is being perpetrated on the world. All right, I get it. You know, coronavirus is a real virus. I don't know what the heck is going on there. I'm getting the feedback there, Ted.
Well, I don't got much going on over here. I can't imagine what would be doing it.
I don't know. We'll just deal with it.
Well, if it's messing up the radio show, I just wanted to call and say hello and see how you're doing. You sound like you're doing a little rough over there.
Well, it's not necessarily that. It's you got all these people out there in panic mode, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out why it is that every time I've written letters to four presidents of the United States, we've been doing the same doggone thing for years. We've been talking about solutions to problems out there. There's alternative medicines. There's alternatives to everything that is the mainstream system. These folks out there will spend millions of dollars to try to win an election. A fraction of that kind of resource right there would give the world what it is that they said they wanted. They said that they wanted clean, renewable, alternative energy. Right? And that meanwhile, what you got going on instead is that people go out there and protest and waste tons of money on advertisements and signs, but nobody basically backs the research that could resolve all the problems that they claim. And even on the virus issue right there, we've known for years that China's been making the majority of medicines here in the United States. And so because the companies want to get a cheap product that they can then in turn resell for a large markup, They're making money hand over fist. This whole dang thing is a freaking scam. Basically trying to maneuver everybody around into the same doggone agenda, and the people are buying it. They're eating it up. What do you think?
Well, you know, to me it just seems like kind of more of the same. I mean, people like to, well, let's be honest, Shaziz, I think that me and you, people that kind of look into current events, anybody with a brain could realize about 2 months ago that China was shut down. And when China's shut down, that means there's going to be supply disruptions. When there's supply disruptions, you know, people get weird.
Yep.
And to me, this is something that, like, well, I know maybe like maybe 3 weeks ago in Washington State, they were already raiding all the toilet paper.
Yeah. And,
you know, 2 weeks ago, Midwest. This week, East Coast. Finally, yesterday, West Virginia. You know, it's like we don't have the virus. Look at the map. West Virginia, the only white blob out of the whole East Coast.
I figured out what that feedback was. I think I got that resolved. But
oh, cool.
You're right. Australia, they make toilet paper in Australia, and they can't keep it on the doggone shelves.
Right. Exactly. And then, why doesn't West Virginia have it? Do we not have it, or we're so poor we don't have the proper testing yet? You see what I mean?
Yeah. Well,
like, look at the states that don't have it. Is it really that they don't have it, or those are the states that are the poorest?
Yeah, it's a good question. A lot of things don't jive, and that's why I'm in such an uproar, is because you're sitting there, you know, listening to all these people doing all this stuff, and alternative media fear-mongering everybody, mainstream media basically shouting fire in a crowded theater, and they're getting by with it.
Well, I mean, let's look at it another way, too, though. I've been thinking about it this way. Remember when the Ebola virus happened? The alleged Ebola virus version of
it. Swine flu, avian flu, all of them.
All that. Yeah, so when all that was going on, the news was hyping it up the whole time.
Yep.
From day one. And with this virus, they didn't hype it up. Like, there's been like 2 months of silence about it. And just now they started to hype it up.
Yeah, see, now they're pulling it on.
I kind of ask myself why. Like, usually the news is always looking for a good crisis to pump out. And they've been waiting on 2 months of pumping this one up until just now. So I ask myself, why? You know, I don't really know why, but I know that that's an anomaly in my mind. Because the news, like I say, is always looking for that, you know, pumping up something, get something going. And they kind of sat this one on the back burner.
Yep.
And then everybody's like, oh, we haven't had a good enough response. We didn't do whatever. And it's like, well, I don't know. It's just odd to me that we usually will pump up almost any virus going on in Asia and stuff like that, and then this time it was kind of like not as much in my mind. That's the way I felt.
Well,
but the news of it was more powerful because, well, SARS didn't shut down China. Swine flu didn't shut down China. Neither did Ebola. Ebola was going on in Africa more, but you see my point. No, none of those viruses shut down the worldwide supply line.
Yeah, but check this out. China made things worse as far as this by, first off, trying to hide it from the world. Second off, taking extreme measures such as dragging people out of their houses and stuff. And so when people started seeing these people in hazmat suits dragging people out of the doggone house, the mainstream media went crazy and started promoting all this human rights abuses and everything else under the sun, and it just dominoed from there. Now you've got people on Facebook talking about toilet paper riots and you know, this crazy stuff going on. So,
well, I don't understand what people think toilet paper is going to do.
I have no idea.
Stay warm, or I don't get it. You know what I mean? There's a whole bunch. Well, at least where I live, we have trees, and they have leaves, and that's what you use, you know, when you're out in the woods.
Well, and, it ain't even just toilet paper. They're getting hand sanitizers and baby wipes and disinfectants and all that kind of stuff. They're making the doggone system money hand over fist. And the mainstream media is running with it because They didn't run with it before because the doggone last ones didn't play out the way that they planned, you know, as far as trying to scare everybody. But this particular one, because of the way that it's played out, okay, now it's getting views. Now, you put anything coronavirus on the deal, if it's me putting it out there, that's why I wrote the whole title of today's deal in there, all in one word, so that it get past the censorship portion. But anybody else besides the mainstream media, they'll block it. When you start talking about truth of what's going on, they'll block it. But these folks are making money hand over fist. That's why they're getting ratings. They got their agenda they have against the president. They want to try to make him look bad. They don't care if they crash the economy. They don't care if anything happens to the Chinese. They don't care about none of that stuff. All they care about is finding a way to get themselves and keep themselves in power. It's that simple. What do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can agree with that. There's a lot of, I think it's a lot of distortion and confusion, you know. There could be something bigger that needs to be hidden. There could be whatever is going on, but the idea that Wuhan, China, they started like welding people's doors shut. They started like people are literally not dying of the virus over there. They're like starving in giant like towers filled with people. And Lord only knows what's going on over there. I've seen some of the videos that snuck out of there and they're frightening.
Yeah.
It sounds like the whole city is wailing at the same time. It's unbelievable. And, I don't know what's really happening or why anybody would do that, because that seems to me like, well, if you do that, you've pretty much doomed your country.
Yeah.
Restarting factories when there's nobody there to start them, or, you know, it's just going to be really interesting. And, I don't know, I have some friends, a friend of a friend that was talking about, you know, Chinese New Year. They shut down for a month already because Chinese New Year. And then this New Year is right when the virus broke out, and like they've never really opened back up. And he's like, you know, he's kind of worried about his job because he says even if they open up tomorrow, it's going to be 6 months before the materials that he needs where he works to operate. And so it's just in his mind, in the back of his mind, well, if there's no materials here and we can't do anything, am I going to have a job?
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what it really boils down to. And then, well, also in my mind, you know, folks, really a lot of folks use prescription drugs, and it's like, we don't make our prescription drugs no more. Like, even India doesn't make their prescription drugs. Like, China makes the chemicals for all of our prescription drugs. And it's like, that in itself, I almost feel like this is just something that has almost manifested itself in a way. And it would have been just a matter of time. It's almost like getting all your produce from California. And just expecting every day that, like, the trucks from California will come to the East Coast and bring you all your lettuce, peppers, tomatoes, and all that. And it's like, you just, that's a hard pill to swallow and a tough thing to believe in, that no matter what, California is always going to be able to provide your produce. That to me is a hard thing to really believe in, you know? Well, as a person that uses deductive reasoning and looks at the complete scenario.
I'm putting my tinfoil hat on, and I'm believing that this whole entire thing was a scam from start to finish, that it was a deliberate deal. It wouldn't even be beyond them actually releasing some sort of contagion in there, you know, basically a bioweapon in China, because China was getting powerful. China was getting a lot of money. China's losing a lot of money right now. So it don't make no sense that they do this to themselves, you know. And if something did happen on there, you know, they wouldn't want the world to know about it, because it obviously hit them financially. Well,
I'll put a tinfoil hat there right with you and say that, you know, now that that's gone down, well, the tinfoil's telling me that, you know, it might have backfired, because, I mean, if it's really like a globalist agenda and some kind of like, let's lock down everyone and control the whole earth, well, they basically kind of shut down their whole globalism effect, and now every country is forced to become more resourceful.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Cuba effect. Whenever you give the country embargoes, they're not just going to all die. They're going to try to find a way to make it. And like, that's what they did. They came up with an organic gardening program that is unbelievable because they didn't have access to pesticides and fertilizers. They came up with a medicine program that is really on point with the natural medicines and stuff because they didn't have a choice. They didn't have any chemicals coming in. They had to go to the old herbs and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's what I see as the result of this. So, as usual, like, my opinion, you know, God wins again. Like, we will go back to learning to use the earth more. We will go back to being more regional and communal and knowing each other and helping each other because we won't have a choice.
Yeah, you you pointed out something that I was trying to say in the chat room. Basically, I said in response, Yolant's in the chat room said, trying to snap the system. They still going with the racism agenda. Yeah, they're doing that as well, but I also said, yep, they are making their move and failing. That's what I think's going on right now. They're making their move, and it's backfiring with the vengeance on them because they didn't factor in what you just explained. That these countries are locking themselves down, and they're going to be forced because they ain't going to be able to get things in the mail or, you know, be the regular way. They're going to be forced to, you know, build themselves back up. So it's backfiring in their face, and I guess according to the tinfoil hat portion of it, that would be what they want. Break down the economy, force you into a digital currency, force you into a one-world style government or whatever, in order to supposedly bring about this big old utopia, and it's backfiring. If there was a contagion, a real contagion, and it did make it to Europe and Italy and all, Canada and the United States and all over the world, then somehow or another they didn't keep it under control, or maybe they didn't want it under control. They probably had the doggone the cure for the thing.
Well, and then you got another aspect of it. I mean, there is no cure for viruses. You know what I mean? Let's be honest. They don't really have cures for viruses. It's just, it doesn't really work that way. As far as I know in medical science, I'm no doctor, of course, but that's just my understanding. So I feel like in another way it backfires again because look how many people are looking into things like colloidal silver again.
Yeah.
All because colloidal silver has been, you know, there's people that have been doing studies on it. It's just not the right people. The FDA won't do the studies on it to do the final studies, but we know that silver has a way of denaturing, if you will, or, you know, deactivating a virus or creating a situation in the body where the virus has a hard time attaching to the cells of the body. And it's like, that's what I'm thinking about.
Well, Stephen Gibbons posted a link in the chat room. Seven New World Order agendas accompanying the coronavirus outbreak. I'm not going to read it on the air, but you know, the link is available in the chat room. I'll pass it around to everybody. But he always finds some good information. But this is what I'm saying. You look, I'm just trying to get some common sense on the table. All of this stuff is intertwined. Alternative energy, alternative medicine, alternatives to the system that basically oppressing the world everywhere. We've been suppressed, literally, quite literally suppressed. Between Google, Facebook, YouTube, and all the other social media platforms that I've talked about, they have their algorithms, they have their ways of suppressing which information is out there, and the only way any of this makes any difference is if we find a way to get around that doggone wall. If we can't get around that wall, if we can't get out there, look at Trump, he got a platform. I don't care whether you like him or don't like him. He's got a platform. He gets to talk to millions of people. He'd get on his Twitter account and talk to millions of people. All right? I try to send him an email to tell him we got solutions and stuff. I don't expect a response. If I do get one, I'll be shocked. You know, but I've sent letters in every single incident to people, senators, congressmen, people in parliaments, people around the world having to do with alternative energy, alternatives during the BP oil spill, during the Fukushima event, sending all kinds of information that way to help with the situation, and not one single response throughout these entire years, with exception, I got two letters. I got a letter from President Bush Jr., and I got a letter from Bill Clinton. All right, I still got these letters to this very day. But they're probably just rubber-stamped letters. You know, hey, thank you for your support, blah, blah. This is what we're planning on doing. But nothing regarding what it was that I initially tried to tell them about. So the only way anything's going to get fixed is when the people stop running around buying into the lie of the mainstream media and even the alternative media. I'm holding the alternative media's feet to the fire as well, because they're out there spreading the fear. There's a solution. You just talked about colloidal silver. There's other ones out there. There's all kinds of alternative things to build up your immune system. There's all kinds of natural cures.
I've been listening to some medicine stuff. You know, I like to listen to doctors talk, and I was listening to someone speak on the fact that there's been some kind of studies used if they would just switch over to copper doorknobs in some copper surfaces in a hospital, how much reduction in the resistive style bacteria or virus or whatever would be reduced, because they just know that when that stuff sits on copper, it just destroyed. Copper, anti-pathogen. What I'm saying?
They say virus and parasites can't live in a highly oxygenated environment. Why aren't we talking about hyperbaric oxygen treatments? Why aren't we talking about things like doggone hydrogen peroxide or baking soda, all these different things that, your body's a chemistry set, Anon 16:20 in the chat room says, if a family member dies from this, then it won't feel like a scam. I'm just saying, look, I didn't say don't take precautions. You always need to take precautions, even during flu and cold season. You need to take precautions. Don't run around sneezing in each other's face. But to go totally, to put a rude term to it, to go totally retard over everything, you're watching a national emergency, a worldwide emergency, basically everybody panicking and stock markets going up and down on a regular basis, and people rushing to the store, panic buying, and all this kind of stuff right here. This is exactly what they wanted. Exactly what they wanted. The same reason why they would want to try to get you in the middle of a race war. The same reason why they want to try to get you fighting amongst each other. This is exactly what they wanted. You see what I'm saying? They did this during the Y2K. They did it during 9/11. They did it during the pig virus, the swine flu, or whatever you want to call it. They did it during the avian flu. They did it during the Zika virus. They did it during the Ebola virus. All these different things. They have been hyping this crud up. Mainstream media has been fear-mongering everybody. Those folks that listen to CNN or who are on the liberal side of the agenda are just going completely nuts. The conservative side is trying to say, well, let's resolve this kind of deal. The alternative media is out there fear-mongering everybody, and all this crazy stuff is why we're seeing what we're seeing right now. And this was the plan all along, just like that one dude on one of them Star Wars deals. It's a trap, flat out. You're being scammed. It's that simple. What do you think, Ted?
Well, I mean, I understand that gentleman's point. I mean, anytime somebody passes away due to whatever, it always hits home. I understand the fear of medical, emergency. I used to read those novels like The Hot Zone. You ever read The Hot Zone?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, there's quite a few. There's also author Richard Preston writes several novels about like these kind of things happening, and they're one of the most scary situations on earth. And if people really want to believe a scam, I mean, that's one thing. I mean, but I don't think that's what you're saying. That's not what I'm saying. I think that my main concern is that the way that if people think that it's just the United States that wakes up every day and goes to the convenience store or the Target or whatever, and then everything's made in China, it's not that way. Like, it's the same way in Canada. Yep. If you go down to Mexico, there's a lot of stuff made in China and Mexico. There's a lot of stuff made in China in every country.
Okay, so isn't it ironic that this started in China, according to the news? Isn't it ironic? I mean, think about this. We're in the middle of a trade war with China. All right? We're in the middle of a trade war with them.
Yeah. So I mean, I've heard that angle. Yeah, I know what you're saying there. It could be an irony or coincidence or whatever, but... You know, I'm kind of like you in a lot of ways where, well, regardless of a problem, you know, we could argue over why, greenhouse gas, whatever, a problem. But the problem, whether it's a problem in certain ways, we just know that anytime there's a problem, it doesn't really matter why or the severity or who or what. It's just, like you say, always say, what's the solution?
Yeah!
You know, and solution to the problem here is, in my opinion, clear. Like, we need to work on our health together across the world. And when we have a lot of stress, is it ironic to me that it starts in China? No. They're very stressed over there. They work a lot of hours. They work like American hours. They work hard. And people can think Americans don't work hard, but a lot of Americans are kind of a slave to the system. Like, we have mothers and fathers working to make it. It's not just the man goes and makes the bread and comes home and everything's peaches and cream. Like, we work hard here to make it try to happen. And it's the same there. And the more that stress, you know, due to money or stress due to whatever is, you know, a major, major, you know, part of a disease. And it's what lowers the immune system and a big factor of why people can become ill. And if people don't believe that, it's a fact. Stress is a contributor to illness.
Yeah.
And I think that when we have, you know, systems set up where China is stressed because they are providing everything for the world, whether somebody's getting rich off it or not is a different story. You know, those people providing everything for the rest of the world were under stress. And is it ironic that it manifests there? Not to me from a holistic point of view, no. It was out of balance. And to me, That is the truth. And, like, we can look where it goes from there. Like, is there stress in Italy? Is there stress in Iran? Is there stress here in the United States? And I think if people look at... And that, to me, is a big part of it. And I know that might seem like a too simple of an answer, but, you know, we have a oncology department here that's pretty serious. They just built a huge new multi-million-dollar wing, and it's like... The dude talked about it straight up. They just brought him in from a different country, super doctor. And he says, you know, every case of cancer has an emotional factor to it. And he said every single one of them. And this is like a 56-year-old super PhD, MD, ultra MD, head of all oncology department. And he says that, and people, it was like an older crowd. People were just like, they didn't want to hear it. Because the baby boomers didn't want to admit that emotional problems might be a factor. And he said it was a factor in every case of cancer. And that's from a doctor's point of view. So emotional stress factors are a factor. And it's real because doctors are saying it's real because they're doing studies and finding the evidence that it's real. And I think that that is the portion of understanding that we have to work on together. And I think that's where you come in to solutions. You have solutions that can remove stress from people's lives. It can remove stress from economies, scale. It can remove stress from people's, you know, just in so many different ways because of your solutions and how wide they are. Even the stress of transportation could be eased. How many people get all upset every day just driving to work or in a car? I know people that when I ride in the car, they are just irate, yelling at everybody that tries to pull out in front of them. Well, these days, people don't use their blinker. So if you want to be in a bad mood, just get in your car and then, you know, get mad when somebody doesn't use their blinker. Because it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Can you overcome it? Can we overcome it? And I think that that's really where we're at as humanity.
Well, there's, like I said before, there are solutions to every single problem under the sun. And my frustration just comes from the fact that you see this massive hypocrisy going on out there worldwide of people saying that there's a problem, and then whenever you step forward with a solution to that problem, they're not listening. They're not going out doing their own research. They're not really informed, and you got people out there that have no clue what a coronavirus even is. Of course, now, you know, when they put the new term on there, COVID-19, that sounds ominous, right? Well, they know what they're doing. They know how to market. They know how to advertise. They know exactly what they're doing. And we've been sitting here shouting from all the different points of the compass for years about keeping your eyes peeled about what these people are pulling on everybody. I know doggone good and well that they know what's going on. They got a cure for the doggone thing. They don't care whether the stock market crashes or not. There are those in the system that don't, maybe not aware of the sneaky tactics that's going on, but you can't sit there and tell me the mainstream media doesn't know that they're out there fear-mongering people, just like the alternative media. I played some things earlier. At the end of this, the lady's trying to sell gold, you know? They got advertisers because the alternative media is trying to make a living as well. They're on YouTube, and YouTube's censoring them, so they're getting these advertisers on there, and so they're at the end of their deal, or even during it, they're trying to sell a product. Here at Shazoo's Radio, we ain't trying to sell nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Well, I got a theory on this a little bit, Shazoo's, and it's like, to me, it's like, the news... Anybody's criticism or critique of anything on earth, there's always usually a hint of truth to it, or else it wouldn't get around as a critique or an idea.
Yeah.
But it would be too absurd to even be spoken. So if there's like a hint of truth in what they're talking about, and with everybody going crazy, because if everybody themselves, everybody listening, everybody on earth, everybody together, was prepared in a way, or sufficient, or knew they had a couple weeks or a couple months of food, survival, technology, just knew that they could make it. Then, yeah. If somebody screamed fire or wolf, everybody would just kind of look around and laugh.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, that's cool, like, you're going to go wolf, but we're all ready. But the thing about it is that, let's be completely honest, people are not, you know, prepared.
They're not.
People not have a lot of the same skills that our predecessors had during the last Great Depression. They were skillful people that gardened and took care of themselves and canned, and just the way that supermarkets were, it just wasn't this way back then 100 years ago. And now we look at the skill sets and everything, and how people really basically don't rely on skill sets or, you know, survivalism techniques or just creative style techniques. They rely on purchasing and going out and buying everything and just having money to do that. And as long as they have a job that has the money, they don't need to learn how anything is made, created, or taken care of. Yeah. And I think that is why you see the response, is because people have said, hey, look, you might need to know some things or have some things or be able to take care of things, because you might not be able to go and buy just to survive, like here right now, because of the way that, basically, the way the supply and demand works, and the way that the whole connected line, like we were talking about a minute ago, through like global economy works. And now there's like a legitimate concern amongst people to say, like, well, I'm not prepared. Like, I need some toilet paper. I don't have enough. I don't have rice. I don't have whatever. And these are things that, to be honest with you, should already be in the back of people's mind to a point where you never stress over. It's like, you know, you have 5-10 pounds of rice. You know you have 5-10 gallons of water. You know you have an extra roll of toilet paper. It's like, anybody that goes camping knows these things. It's like, what do you do when you go camping? You're going out into the woods. You could get stuck there for an extra day. You always take a little bit more. You know what I'm saying?
And we've been saying this for years. We've been saying...
But let's be honest, like there is a legitimate reason for people to be all of a sudden like, oh my God, like, I can't believe it, but I don't have anything to make it. And like, now they're concerned. And like, that to me is not necessarily a scam. And if it was done on purpose by like some corporation to sell more or whatever, like, it was pretty tricky, but there's a part of truth to it. Like, I'm not a Mormon, but I know Mormons, and I know it's part of their religion. Like, they talk to each other about keeping, like, 6 months of food on hand. And to them, it's a spiritual thing, because if something is to happen, they don't want to be stretched and turn into, like, animals looking for food, because then they can't be with God and help people. And that's their idea behind it. At least that's what they told me, because the missionaries come around, and I'll ask them to help me work. And while they're helping me work, they tell me about their beliefs. And that's something that I understood. Well, if you have a little bit of extra supplies around, when things get a little crazy, you'll be secure in your mind and spirit and in your health, and you'll be able to go out and help others. It's not go, like, lock yourself in your basement with your rice and hang out there and be like, I'm good, everybody else can die. It's not like that. If everybody, you see what I mean, Shaziz?
Yeah.
It's just having a little bit of preparedness. It's like having your little backpack and your camping stuff ready to go in your basement, even though you're not going camping today. You know what I'm saying? That's all there is to it. And I am kind of ashamed in a way of the United States that we would be a group of people that just isn't prepared at all, because we came from a lineage of people, no matter where we came from, what other country or how long. It's all, like, mostly, in my opinion, a majority of group of people that wanted to kind of come to the Wild West, wanted to try to make it on their own, wanted to say, I want to be a little self-sufficient. I don't need, you know, the home country that always wants to take good care of you or whatever. We're coming over here to be real. And I think that we've lost that way of life. We've lost the idea of taking care of ourselves, being connected to the earth more. And we've gone into just, like, straight, you know, system living, and it's kind of sad, you know, because now you see the result of it. One little thing happens, everybody freaks out. I mean, one windstorm on the East Coast, like, 5-10 years ago, knocks the power out in, like, all these states. Well, poor West Virginia, poor old little West Virginia, they're the last people to come fix their stuff. Like, there's people at the end of roads that didn't have power for 6 months. And that was just this big storm that threw a couple back. And it's like, if people don't have power for 6 months, and that's just a little storm, you gotta realize the telephone poles are like toothpicks to Mother Earth. That's why I resonate with you so much on what you try to do, is because at the end of the day, if those little telephone pole toothpicks get snapped, then it's best to be able to figure out how to make a little electricity.
Yeah.
Because people do use things like heaters to live. They use things like ventilator machines and asthma machines and things to keep, you know, certain members of their family alive. Like, electricity is a necessity now. So, if we rely on the telephone poles to bring us all our electricity all the time, it would kind of be a foolish idea, just like relying on California to make your own food. And my heart, this is kind of something that, regardless of why, what, whatever, it's supposed to bring people back to their roots. Have a little garden. If you're in an urban area, do some urban agriculture techniques. Grow a little bit of food. Try to figure out how to make a little bit of power, you know. Get a few batteries. Get a relay. Start doing some Bedini circuits just to have a little bit of power. A little extra, not to run your... And then from there it grows as a... people become able to take care of themselves.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people in the rich world, you say they're kind of making a scam. Well, yeah, they want to prove to themselves that humans can't make it. Look, when we just disrupt our supply line a little bit, look how they scamper. It's like, well, not really. You know, like, there's a lot of hardworking individuals that know how to live, and we can make it. That's my theory, is we can make it, as
humans. Well, that's what I've been trying to say all along. That's why this whole thing is so ridiculous, because we've got solutions to the problem. These mainstream medias are blowing it out of proportion. Governments, Congress and Senate and Parliament and all these different agencies like this are blowing it out of proportion. Now you got doggone alternative media blowing it out of proportion. And nobody's sitting back there saying what you just said. Nobody's sitting there talking about, we've been trying to tell people to be prepared for these kind of things forever. And then if anything did happen, just like you explained, there's no problem. We just shrug it off and say, okay, we'll get back to it when when things calm down. But this isn't the agenda. They want this stuff to happen the way it's happening. Everybody's playing into the deal exactly. You got those people out there that are freaking out over the deal. You got people who are making light of the situation. You never make light of when somebody's life is in jeopardy. But at the same sense, if you're blowing it out of proportion, China was over there dragging people out of their houses. That made that videotape made it out, and so now the whole world's in a panic over it. Now China's got a lot to lose because they make a lot of money because we buy all their cheap products from them. We buy medicine from them, and it's a worldwide. Every nation is buying from China. That's why China's making so much money. So I'm saying, okay, wait a second. Why did this start in China? Was it an intentional release of a virus to, in order to start this domino effect to hurt China financially? But in reality, it dominoed back on everybody else as well, because when the stock markets go up and down and you can't get products from China that you normally got, the store shelves are getting empty because people are out there panic buying and everything. You see what I'm saying? They knew this was going to happen. That's why I'm saying it's a scam. They knew it was going to happen. They knew well ahead of time. Heck, it's been over several weeks before the last videos from doggone Australia. Australia makes toilet paper and they can't keep it on the shelves. What's up with that? You see what I'm saying? Are you here, Barry?
Yeah, why does everybody need so much toilet paper? I'm asking this question. What's the rush? What's the big deal with toilet paper? I mean,
I don't know. I guess they're going to get diarrhea.
Everybody's buying toilet paper. For what? Is toilet paper going to stop the virus?
In case they get cold, they want to be able to burn it or something? I don't know. I can't figure out.
I mean, everybody's running to grab toilet paper. I mean, what's going on? But Ontario just, of course, announced another 22 cases this morning. 17 yesterday and 22 this morning. We're seeing this. This is the biggest scam that's ever been played on the human race. And we're watching it unfold in front of us. Unbelievable how mainstream media is fanning the flames.
Yeah.
And we've got people in total fear. We know how they use fear to manipulate society. This, to me, is a giant test. They're giving us a pope. They want to find out how we're going to react. And they're seeing the reaction they want to see from the public.
Well, do you
all
find it?
To get public, all it takes for the public to be brought under control is something as simple as this. Of course, it's all bullcrap.
Do you find it ironic, Barry? Barry, do you find it ironic that this happens right before the next American president re-election deal?
They needed something to go against Trump with, didn't they?
Yeah.
They can't. Anything they've tried so far has just backfired on them. So they're going to try and try and try. Doesn't matter what mechanism they use. This might be the one they think might be able to bring the man down. I don't see it. I see this as being the biggest scam ever played on the human race, and people are falling for it.
Yeah, if you go back and listen to a couple nights of the round table, approximately anywhere from 6 months to a year ago, we said that if they were going to start a doggone domino effect to try to crash the economy and do everything, they would do it just like this.
And bingo, here it is.
Here it is.
And it's having the exact effect they want it to have.
Yep. We already told about it. And this is why asking everybody.
I was on with Duke Willis last night for a couple hours talking about this. We should get him in here for a few minutes. Well, he's got some pretty good thoughts on that.
Why don't you ring him?
See if he'll come in. He's probably hanging around.
All right, let me see if I can find him. But
we talked last night for a good hour and a half on this subject, and we had some real good feedback in the chat rooms. Lots of different ideas about what's going on here. But bottom line is, we know that anything they do has an agenda attached to it.
Well,
this smells like agenda to me. So far away, man, it's unbelievable.
To everybody who's listening out there, this is an important thing that I've been trying to get across to everybody. I'm not trying to sell anybody nothing. I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm not trying to further an agenda. All I'm asking for anyone to do, when you hear this podcast or any of these other podcasts, grab a hold of it, copy it, download it, take it around the wall that is Google and all the censorship of different deals, and share these links directly with somebody else out there, because we're having a heck of a time just trying to get people to hear what we're saying. I'm serious. None of this common sense is even going to be worthwhile if people don't get it out there, get that message to people out there. People don't even... they don't even, they're not even educated on what a coronavirus is, and they're out there going panic. There's people dressing with plastic bags over their face, for Pete's sake. Like, that makes any sense. You know, people in the stores fighting over toilet paper.
Yeah, and you're going to see the streets empty in a few days.
Yeah.
And the conversations I heard yesterday in the coffee shops, people are going, this is crazy, this is crazy, what's going to happen? The world's going to come to an end. I'm going, wait a second, guys, hold on. What about 37,000 people that have died from the flu here
yep.
in the first 4 months in the United States of America of this year? 37,000. We don't talk about that, do we?
Do you know what a roundabout is, Barry?
Yeah.
Well, we're getting a lot of those over here now. And a lot of them are in a lot of different countries, and there's a great little place to put a guard shack, you know, say, a.k.a. checkpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
Does that sound like a tinfoil hat wearing deal to you?
They just put one here in Terrace, buddy.
Yeah, do you know that Walmart has a contract with the U.S. government that during times like this that they can actually take over Walmart?
And use them for isolation centers and lockdown centers for general public. Yeah, I knew about that.
Yeah, we talked about that. What, a year or so back?
Years ago.
And everybody basically poo-pooed the idea? Well, here
look at the way they're building Walmart. If you wanted to build a detention center, Walmart's a perfect design, man. Call it a Walmart.
Yep.
But the real agenda is down the road is they're going to be concentration camps and lockdown centers for general population where you can lock a lot of people in a very small area and only have two or three ports of entry. Easy to control. No windows. Perfect.
Well,
anyways, go ahead.
Anyway, the thing is, we already knew it was coming. We sat there and tried to tell people about it a long time ago. Ted gave the best example of what should have been going on. People, you know, stocking up on things, you know, for just such an emergency or whatever. Not going completely reject. Dug
overboard.
On the prepper or whatever, overboard, but, you know, reasonable, you know, you don't go camping, like he said, without, you know, taking some extra supplies. Well, the same thing when in your normal life. It's all common sense. But when it comes down to things that we've been talking about on here, we've been, like I said, I've emailed presidents, congressmen, senators, energy industries, auto industries. I've emailed so many people out there, got no response, and every time I sit there talk about a solution, a way to make something better, and it's I'm not getting no feedback from any of these people that actually have the position where they got financial or, you know, already infrastructure in place to build things. So that's where my frustration goes. I've watched so many different alternative energy researchers just get up and bail out because they just got fed up with all the filthy stuff that the average Joe was calling them, or maybe even paid trolls, you know, whatever. All the solutions that we kept putting on the table, they kept batting back at us, calling us ignorant and everything under the sun. They got so bad at the point, I was getting frustrated. I was ready to up and quit. I was ready to up and quit doing mad science. I was ready to up and quit doing the Knights of the Round Table. I was ready to just shut down the doggone internet and call it a day. But I don't want to do that because I believe that we're being manipulated. We're being lied to and propagandized. And my children, your children, everybody's kids out there are going to be the ones who reap the reward of what we do or don't do. You see what I'm saying?
Well, there won't be any reward to reap. They're going to reap hell on earth is what they're going to reap.
Well, they're doing it now.
And that's what's coming. Well, that's what's coming for our kids if we don't stop this.
That's it.
Period. So what does it take for people to understand that? What does it take for people to prioritize their objectives in life and stand up with the rest of us and put a stop to this madness?
Well, they got to get because a common sense message that we're trying to put out. We've been trying to do this. The Knights
of the Round
Table.
We've been talking to these people for years.
Yeah.
For years we've been putting this message out. And we talked about everything we see happening right now. This ramp up of events that we see happening.
Yeah,
we
told them.
About this. We've been talking about this for years.
We told them in graphic detail.
There was a time
coming. We told them in graphic detail exactly how this was going to play out. And here we are.
And we're right, and without a word of a doubt, most of what we told people here in the last 4 or 5 years and having our conversations through this is playing out exactly like we told them it was going to play out, because the writing has been on the wall for a long time. What's it going to take for people to see the forest or the trees? What's it going to take?
That's exactly how I'm too. I mean, we.
Hey, nice to talk to you. I haven't talked to you for a while. Nice to talk with you, man.
I'm doing good, bro. How you been?
You good? I haven't talked with you for a while, so it's nice to have a chat.
I know, it has been a while. I love you, bro. I was just thinking, though, exactly what you're saying. Like, it didn't take, like, a rocket science to figure this out, and it's also, like, it didn't take nobody to really, like, rocket science degree to figure out that, like, people weren't really prepared. Like, most people just live their lives day to day and don't think about much of anything, I feel like. And I hate to be shallow, but that's kind of how I feel. And I think we all knew that any time the supply line gets disrupted and people start knowing it, like, they're going to freak out because they don't prepare, they don't care, they don't think, you know, ahead. They just react, you know?
Well, yeah, it's all knee-jerk reaction. And, you know, these people that are behind the curtains, they've been testing society for years. You know, they've poked us here, they've poked us there. We can talk about multiple situations where they've subjected society in a situation so they can get a reaction from society. So they'll see how society is going to react. And they write that down in their little book, and they put it away. And now we see them bringing this program forward. They know how society is going to react. They're getting the exact reaction they knew they were going to get. Is this the big one? We don't know. Is this really going to turn things upside down? Or is this going to fade and another one come along? Big question. But we are seeing a scam played out right now on people. And of course, you know that I know, everybody knows that all mainstream media is controlled. So anything that you're hearing on mainstream is what they want you to hear. We've got to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
All the time. And China, are you going to trust anything they tell us? And would you take a prescription drug made in China? Am I missing something here? These guys are not our friends, they're our enemies, and they're making 80% of our prescription drugs now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's better than it come out of sense, does it? Sure is.
That's why I'm questioning why this actually started there, because China has a lot financially to lose. And so with that said, if you want to keep somebody in check, what better way to do it like that and then start spreading all this crazy stuff? Oh yeah, it's worldwide. You could take any doggone flu out there and call it the COVID-19 or pig flu or Ebola or whatever, and you can start a worldwide pandemic of fear, not a plague, but a pandemic of fear, and scare everybody into doing exactly what they're doing right now. Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're not wrong at all. It's exactly what's going on. The sad part about it is that most of the general population just can't seem to figure that out for some reason.
Well, I think because...
Why can't people sit back and use a little bit of this thing they got between their ears and figure this out, that, hey, you know, this, why all of a sudden have you ever heard anything like this come out before in society? You know, we had the SARS scare, we had all these other viral scares that we've dealt with over the last, 15 years, 20 years, and they came and they disappeared. This one here, they're just wrapping up like I've never seen before. Hey, you know what? We do have Duke joined us in the room here. You can turn your audio off, Duke, or your video. We don't do video on this show, just the audio. It makes a better stream on the Skype. But how you doing, Duke? Hey, listen, I was telling them, I was talking with you last night about this one subject, and we're talking about, of course, the coronavirus and how it's being ramped up in media. And I said, well, let's get Duke in for about 2 minutes and get his thoughts on this. And here you are. Got you out of bed. You gotta turn up your volume, dude. Can't hear you.
You can't hear me.
I can hear you now.
Can you?
Yeah, I got you now.
Okay, we got. I'm in here with Shaziz and Ted Williams, and we're having a chat about this, dude. So I thought we'd give you a call for a couple minutes to get your thoughts on it.
Hi, guys. Hi, Shaziz. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Frustrated as usual with the ridiculousness, but hey, you know that's life.
Come on, you have to take stupidity as a form of comedy. Yeah. Otherwise, it'll drive you crazy.
Well, I agree.
It's interesting that you bring up coronavirus because, as I say, I just got home from taking my daughter downtown and back, and she had her phone open. She's 20, just turned 24. She, as always, had her phone open, and she was laughing at this chat group that she belongs to. They were all on about the coronavirus, and she was laughing at them, and I'm like, what do you find so funny? And she said, well, it's all just a joke. The coronavirus is a cold. Google it. And I started laughing along with her, and she said, you know what really scares me is the stupid people out there who believe in this. The coronavirus doesn't scare me. The people do.
Well, that's what I've been saying. It wasn't Y2K that had me concerned. It was the people's reaction. Just the same thing that went on with 9/11. Every single thing from the pig flu to the doggone avian flu to the Ebola. We've seen this repeatedly, but this particular time, because of what went on in China, the doggone mainstream media took some clips out of there where China was getting ridiculous and dragging people out of their doggone rooms and houses and stuff because they had a fever. And they's like telling the whole world, oh, this is really bad, this is really bad, well, and now they got everybody freaking out.
Now, here's a thought on that. Let's look at that scenario that was presented to us. First of all, let's mentally ignore the fact that for generations, we could never, ever trust any information coming out of China.
Yep.
We can ignore that fact. Let's look at what we see in these videos and where they're coming from. What we see are people resisting being taken away.
Yep.
What we see is a society that exists in a world where facial recognition technology is rampantly in place and utilized by the people called the government, aka the police. What we see is a society that just recently has been experiencing rampant social unrest and open public protests against the government. Was the coronavirus nothing more than a smokescreen to identify leaders and organizers of these protests, arrest them under the disguise of coronavirus quarantine? Hence, their mothers are standing there screaming on video, don't take them, don't take them! And they're being carted away, strapped, restrained to gurneys. Like, hello? Is this just Mao Zedong, the 2020 version of 20 million people disappearing? I don't know, but I gotta ask.
Good thought, dude. I'm impressed that came out of your brain.
Well, history repeats itself.
Let's take a look at a famous worldwide story,
Pygmalion by George Bernard Shaw. That very same Greek story. Turn it into George Bernard Shaw's story, then turn it into a play called Pretty Woman, then turn it into a movie starring Julia Roberts, and what was his name, the leading actor in that, where he takes a hooker and turns her into a beautiful woman of high society. Pygmalion. History repeats itself. It doesn't always look exactly the same as it did back then, but it is the same story being repeated. And that's what we're seeing here. SARS, West Nile virus, MERS, Ebola, Y2K.
And every one of them shows up 2 years apart.
Well, actually, 4 years. I have a post on, ironically enough, my Facebook page, where someone made up a little dry erase board and chronologically listed election year, SARS, 4 years later, MERS, 4 years later, swine flu, 4 years later, this. They list them all by U.S. election year.
Yeah.
And what's everyone talking about here today? Coronavirus. What are you not talking about? The way the three houses of money and power are taking our stock market and trying to do 180-degree turns with it every 3 days. That's what coronavirus is being used to hide from everyone.
That's what I've been trying to tell everybody. And the doggone, the digital currency deal that they're trying like heck. People think Bitcoin was the end-all, beat-all. They thought that was cool. They thought that was a private industry that was trying to stick it to the government. But little do they know, they're being manipulated into going into digital currency. You've already got doggone the most dangerous technology in your wallet right now. If you've got one of those little RFID chips, somebody with a cell phone and a doggone scanner software in there can literally steal your credit card information without even touching your credit card. And that's the same thing with any medical information. When they scan that doggone RFID card, if you ain't got one of those RFID blockers in there with your card, you're at risk because anybody can steal your doggone information. And they know this. They know it. And so now I put into place, I tried to tell these kids yesterday, Ted, do you have a driver's license? Ted, are you there?
Hello, Ted.
His mic's muted.
He's muted. He might have stepped away for a second.
Do you have a driver's license, Ted?
I got a permit. It's expired.
All right. Well, here in the United States, they got this Real ID Act, all right? And if you don't have that little star at the very upper right-hand corner of that doggone deal, then you can't go into any government offices. And it says right up there, it says not a Real ID compliant identification. So it's not your driver's license isn't classified as an identification anymore.
So we don't have that in West Virginia.
All right, well, they got it here in Missouri, but you have to specifically request it.
Well, they ask you here. Here they still ask you, or do you want the... They have a problem in West Virginia. We're the last to do anything. We're the last state to go from 0.10 BAC for DUI to 0.08. And it wasn't until they threatened to take all our highway funding away did we finally go down. We're the last state to do it. We're West Virginians, mountaineers.
Well, either way, either way, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to do is,
buddy, I want to come stand with you.
They're trying to give you a digital.
Excuse my language.
They're trying to give you a digital ID card. They're trying to give you a digital bank account. Ted, could you mute your mic for a second?
Yeah, 1 second.
All right, thank you. I'm having that feedback issue again. It's on my side, I'm sure.
We can hear his speakers through his microphone.
Sorry, 1 second.
All right, so they're trying to give you a digital ID card. They're trying to give you a digital medical history. They're trying to give you a digital financial situation. And we said this a long time ago. What better way to do it than to tell everybody you had this pandemic? And this was going on way before this coronavirus ever came into play. It was because of all the prior ones that they kept hyping up all the time. And I said it, you said it, we all said it. You're getting ready to try to pull a fast one on everybody under the guise of this kind of thing right here. They're going to force you into a digital ID system, which, according to certain belief systems out there, has to do with the mark of the beast. Next thing you know, it's a chip in your hand or on your forehead or whatever. It doesn't matter. What does matter is you're seeing it right now play out before your very eyes, exactly playing out exactly the way that we explained it was coming. And here it is today. And now everybody's out there spending their time, instead of using common sense and figuring this out, they're out there beating each other toothless over toilet paper. Seriously?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, here's the key to crypto or electronic currency. There's two factors you have to look at here. One, the long-term conditioning of the consumer. Ever since debit cards came out and credit cards became really prolific, they dropped interest rates and everybody with a a minimum wage job can qualify for a credit card. They've been pushing us to use electronic currency. How many times do each of your listeners reach for their debit card because they don't carry cash in their pocket anymore?
Yep, that's it.
Well, of course.
Once they train us to... Yep, exactly. So they've already been busy for a whole generation and a half training us to use electronic means instead of hard, cold cash.
Yeah, don't hand nobody a dollar. You'll give them the coronavirus.
Bingo. Okay?
Exactly.
But what does electronic, not real hard currency, electronic currency, what does that give them the ability to do?
To make up money as fast as they want, anytime they want?
No. The complete control of society.
Bingo.
Because as soon as you make them mad,
everyone keeps thinking they can create it. Flip that coin over, Shaziz. They can go, hey, Shaziz, we don't like what you're saying on
your
show.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
You have no money. You have no ability to buy food because of what you say.
Yep, they're already doing that in China.
Exactly.
The RFID chip is just the next step that's coming down the tube, and that's going to hit us really hard when
they're not going to wait. They're going to apply it to your debit cards and your bank accounts through the legislation that is in place already in the United States. Go check your martial law regulations that Trump just enacted. Yeah. And in place here in Canada, thanks to Trudeau, halfway through his first term in office, he passed legislation that allows, under times of extreme financial difficulty,
grab your money.
Yeah.
The government can take every single penny in your RRSP. For Americans, that's equivalent to your 401k. It's the Registered Retirement Savings Plan here in Canada. Well, because it's registered, it's not your money, it's the government's. They don't even need your permission to take it in the first place. It's registered with them. It's known and recognized as theirs. This law that Trudeau passed means they can take your bank account, they can take your unregistered open mutual between you and your wife joint investment account, they can take that, your bank accounts, your checking accounts, your registered education funds, they can take it all.
Yep.
Same in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. Dear old Mr. Trump, and I've been asking this question for a long time, is he just the other half of the cabal coin? Mr. Trump has the ability to rob you blind legally. Overnight, push a button on a computer and you no longer exist.
We had that conversation last night, Duke, and it's one that we have to keep bringing up, because people got to realize that everything that we see going on in our world today is a charade. It doesn't matter what we talk about. It's all a charade. You've got to stay outside of the box. If you get drawn into the box, guys, you are just going to be sucked right into what's going on around you right now. Unfortunately, a large majority of society doesn't seem to get it, dude. And she says, and Ted, why? What does it take? What do you got to do to somebody to make them realize that everything that they love in their life is now under threat?
That's it.
And if they don't stand up against it, they're going to lose it all. And then, like the good book says, there will be grinding and gnattering of teeth, that men will hate themselves because of their complicity. Talks about in great detail, but it also talks about one thing that I just mentioned, that's the RFID chip. We've got to realize, and we've talked about this many times, and we all agree that, you know, when you control the money, you can control the population. You can control the whole world if you can control the money. And unfortunately, these people do control the money. At any point, they can collapse all the economies in the world. People would be, like I said, subjected into a complete state of chaos. Along comes the government with the answer. In comes a new financial system, mandated RFID chips to do any commerce in society. I honestly believe that'll be the next step. I say that because of what my Bible tells me, is how that's going to play out, and how that will be the control mechanism for the human race. I also know that we're going to see the rise of the Antichrist, because my Bible talks about that multiple times. It talks about the arrival and the rising of a one world ruler. Well, you know, today's world, that is a real possibility. You could have one person actually rule the whole world through the control of the monetary system.
Yeah, well, folks,
through the control of an oligarchy.
Yeah, exactly. All aspects.
You gotta
look at the big picture. You gotta look at all the things that they control, everything that they have in their hands, what they can turn loose on the general population of the planet to turn the general population upside down in 24 hours. They have the ability, and now they see how we react to this little tiny scare. It's not a virus that's going around. As soon as people get it, it's not like the bubonic plague, why you have 50% of the people dropping dead 2 days after they get it. This is a minor, to me, everything about it is in the same category as a common cold, a flu. I mean, the flu's killed this year, the numbers on the flu are right through the roof, but they're not talking about that. There's nothing said about it.
They don't talk about the fact, and it's a fact, historically recognized fact. Every year, 23,000 Americans, just Americans, die from the flu and pneumonia.
Yeah.
23,000.
Well, it's agreed, and those are the facts.
Anyways, the numbers are out there.
Yeah, it's agreed, and those are the facts that we've shared so many times out here. The issue is this, folks. You can either panic, or you can literally try to take this podcast and get it around the wall that they put in front of all the people like us. Get it past the suppression and let other people hear what we've been saying. We've been talking about solutions forever. I said I wrote the last four presidents letters, and I got response from two of them. I actually got physical letters from two of them, but they're probably just rubber stamped letters and, you know, hey, thank you for your support, blah, blah, that kind of thing with, you know, rubber stamped signature. It don't matter. The fact is this. I have been trying to put ideas and solutions out there to energy industries, to congressmen, to senators. They keep on saying that there's this climate change, global warming, climate disruption, and they're getting ready to rename it again to whatever. I have no idea. Something that's going to further their agenda. But all the people out there doing all the yelling and all the hollering about everything, all the fear-mongering and panicking, the mainstream media, even the alternative media, and those who are supposedly educated that are out there being apologists for the same lie that is not even based on real science, it don't matter. I'm sitting here, I'm telling you the truth, I'm not trying to sell you anything, I'm not trying to convince you of anything outside of just share this doggone message. Got to get it around and over the fence. Otherwise, it's just a waste of doggone time. It's frustrating. It's frustrating because when it comes down to alternative energy, I'm ready to go. All I need is a team that wants to work together and get it done. I got my stuff. I did my research. I'm ready. But I'm not sitting out here trying to sell anything. I'm not trying to beg anybody for money. And if I can't get the solution on the table, then you have to ask yourself a question. Why? Why is it they're the ones saying that we got these problems, but they're not accepting any solution? During the BP oil spill, during the Fukushima deal, all the different major events that were going on, I kept on putting ideas on the table. Every time I turn around, I put them out there. I said, look, here's the solution, here's the solution, here's the solution. And this is what we get. We've been suppressed, we've been blocked, we've been censored, whether it be YouTube, Google, or whatever. I've said this stuff for so many years now. I'm starting to lose my patience. There's been many times I've been ready to just up and shut this thing down and just say the heck with it because ain't nobody listening anyway. If you're listening right now and you think any of the information that we're sitting here putting out to the people is worthy, then send it on down the line. We got a maximum of 7 people in the super chat room right there. There's 7 people over there in the People for People radio chat room. We're the only ones of all the networks that I've listened to that are actually putting links and information and documentation and bringing facts to the table with an unbiased message and unbiased truth for free. For free. And we can't even get our message past that wall? Are you kidding me? That's why I call it mad science. That's why I get frustrated. Because if I know there's a way that we can save on energy, if I know there's a way that we can turn solar panels into much more than what they already got, if I'm sitting there trying to tell everybody that the lie that they're teaching our kids in school and the way that they're indoctrinating our children from grade school all the way up into college to be socialist and then eventually communist, when the doggone representatives of the United States keep calling us a democracy, they don't even know the type of government that we were founded on. We're a representative republic, and yet they keep on talking about how we got to protect our democracy. We don't have a democracy. But the stupidity continues. We're living quite literally in the video, the movie series, Idiocracy. Before too long, they're going to be pouring Gatorade on your garden and throwing you in jail if you try to use water. Think about it.
Actually, Sizz, we're living in the Hunger Games.
Yeah, just as bad.
Yeah, we are.
Just as bad.
We are, ladies and gentlemen, we are. Think about the Hunger Games. How did they... That whole movie, that whole three-book series is based on a society where the ruling elite pitted the various segments of societies and cultures against one another to eliminate each other down to a manageable size. Mm-hmm. Well, what are we seeing happening now?
Yep, that's it.
Yep, pit them against each other. Make them fight amongst each other. They'll never look over and see the real problem.
Well, folks,
and then, just to reinforce that mindset, every 4 years, instead of the Olympics, you bring them together for the Hunger Games, and the ones that kill each other off the most effectively in the Hunger Games are the ones that get rewarded.
Yeah.
Gee, can you say the Olympics become life and death?
Well, Yolanda in the chat room said the Truman Show, and with that, we got to leave it at that. Folks, stay tuned for the Music with Care Hour. You guys, I would really like you to join me on the Knights of the Round Table where we could take up, because there's more information that we probably haven't had an opportunity to get to today. So if you two are available tomorrow, we'll probably have Barbara and Patty there if we're lucky, and I think we could really shed some light on a lot of stuff if you want to join me.
What time tomorrow?
8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, and I don't know what that makes it in y'all's time.
9 till noon on your time tomorrow, dude.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
So if you guys want to do that, folks, the best thing I can do and ask you is to share this message. People need to hear a little bit of common sense, and I apologize for getting rowdy. I can't help it. I mean, there's only so much a person can take. When you start seeing all this ridiculousness, our president just declared a national emergency. Go look into what that actually entails, and you might be surprised because there are governors and whatever that are actually abusing that to try to do gun control and get their agendas through. Yep. The fire's lit. We're not waiting around. We don't have the powder keg and the match and somebody getting ready. It's already lit. We're in it right now. All right, so...
Well, I believe that 8 states have declared a state of martial law. That came through on the wire last night to me from 3 different places, but I haven't been able to check it out. I'll check it out. That wouldn't surprise me.
Knights of the Round Table, join us there. Try to get some of your friends to come in and listen. We want to bring more people to the table. That's what it's all about. You know, I put a lot of personal financial, into this entire platform for many, many, many years. And I ain't trying to sell anybody anything. I'm not trying to convert you to my way of what you would like to call religion or whatever. I'm not trying to convert you. All I'm trying to do is speak some common sense and show the world that there are solutions available. And they're not going to be worth, you know what, if you don't get up and use them. You need to get up and use them. And like Ted said before he had to leave, if you go camping, you take extra supplies, you should be doing that right now. You buy auto insurance, you buy home insurance, you buy medical insurance, you support the beast in every single possible fashion, financially, physically, and everything. When are you going to start supporting the people? When are you going to start supporting each other? That's the deal. You could help support them by sending these doggone podcasts. Copy them, cut them, take the pieces you like, portray them however you want. just get the message out. That's all I ever ask for from any of these shows right here. So with that said, peace and love, everybody. You've been listening to the Mad Science Show. Stay tuned for the music with Kara Allen.
Was that man that stood up to me?
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one hand.
Ooh,
one hand.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one hand.
Yeah, boys, they're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission: to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Crap.
Operator, give me the number for 911. What was that ruckus?
What ruckus?
I was just in my office and I heard a ruckus.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir?
Watch your tongue, young man. Watch it.